This is PFW in progress.
Is she looking at me now? No. How about now? Is she looking over here now? No. What about now? Is she looking now? No, she's not looking at you, dude. Will you quit asking me if she's looking at you? She hasn't looked at you. Wait, she just looked. See what I'm saying, man?
PFW in progress with Fred Kirsch.
Ow! What the hell are you kicking me for? Fine, I'll ask her. You want me to ask her, ma'am? Where do the high school girls hang out around here?
Paul Perillo.
The scotch on the rocks. Please, any scotch will do. As long as it's not a blend, of course. Single malt. Glenlivet, Glenfiddich, perhaps. Maybe a Glengow. Any Glen.
And Andy. And Andy?
Look, we're going to spend half the night looking for this one party, and you're going to say it sucks, and we're all going to leave, and then we're going to go look for this other party. But all the parties and all the bars, they all suck. I spent half the night talking to some girl who's looking around the room to see if there's somebody else who's more important she should be talking to. And it's like I'm supposed to be all happy because she's wearing a backpack.
Andy Hart.
You know, and half of them are just nasty skanks who wouldn't be nothing except they're surrounded by a bunch of drunken, horny a**s. I'm not going to be one of those a**s.
Eric Scalavino. For now, anyway.
When you go up to talk to her, man, I don't want you to be the guy in the PG-13 movie everyone's really hoping makes it happen. I want you to be like the guy in the rated R movie, you know? The guy you're not sure whether or not you like yet. You're not sure where he's coming from, okay? You're a bad man. You're a bad man. You're a bad man.
FNG, Mike Parenti.
Your money? You know what else? You're a big winner tonight. I'm going to ask you a simple question. I want you to listen to me. Who's the big winner here tonight at the casino? Huh? Mikey, that's who. Mikey's the big winner. Mikey wins.
And you never know who else might stop by. PFW in progress, part of the Patriots Football Network.
You know what, big boy? You're grown up. You're grown up. Yeah, dig that. Because you're grown up and you're grown up and you're grown up.
All right. Welcome to PFW in progress. It is Wednesday here at Gillette Stadium. Fred's here. Mike's here.
Thank God Fred's here.
Paul's here.
Fred.
Eric's coming. Andy's sick.
Yeah. I just want to take this opportunity yet again, Fred, to openly apologize to you.
Yes.
Because
I've been reading the emails.
I don't think I've treated you very kindly over the last 9 years. And I really, for one, I'd like to make amends. And since I'll be here for at least the next nine.
What do you want?
The show absolutely falls apart when you leave. It falls apart.
What happened?
I can only take blame for an hour of that abomination.
No, it's not Mike's fault. It wasn't Andy's fault. It wasn't my fault.
It was Eric's fault.
It was Eric's fault.
It was a little Eric's fault.
So Eric,
it just the show Eric has no. We just completely fall apart when you leave. I don't have any explanation.
I'm defending.
I just want to apologize to you,
Gary. You have that.
You're for the all straw the silly that arguments the I've had with you over the years. Right. You are the straw that stirs the drink.
The Reggie Jackson of this crew.
I know something's coming.
All right. You'll see the emails, Fred. The show fell apart.
There's no catch here.
It was the worst hour we've done. There's no catch. There's no catch here.
No catch.
No catch.
Okay. All right. Well.
Just love.
Well, maybe we'll have to make up for that today.
By just having a bad show?
You know, we wasted people's time for an hour yesterday. We'll have to.
This will be a good show today. I can feel it.
What makes you feel that?
I just feel it.
Yeah?
Because I'm angry. We're getting burgers.
You're angry. What are you angry about, Mike?
I don't know. I had to duck out of that Matt Cassel press conference. That was getting kind of painful.
He wasn't saying anything?
No, and it was just kind of a rehash of how much you've grown since week two. And, you're such a different quarterback. It's almost like when you're there on a certain day and somebody asks you about Tom Brady's development since 2001 and you want to rip your throat out and eat your own insides. That's what it felt like to me three or four questions in, so I just had to leave.
One spot, so
well, a lot
the running
of stuff
game helps any offense,
yep,
and it's definitely helped us this year.
Is that live?
Yeah, that is live. It's actually happening.
Do it live.
But
so
you can't tell the difference. It all sounds the
locker?
Same.
Yeah, no open locker room today.
We'll do it live.
Okay. No open locker room today. But that's the key is that there's a little bit of a national presence here with the NFL Network and the first place showdown with the Jets. So the tenor of the day, starting with Bill's press conference, was, you know, Matt Cassel hasn't started a game since high school. His development, his learning curve may be a little bit steeper than most because of his lack of collegiate experience. None of which were bad questions the way they were all presented.
Well, they were all good questions. It's just the first week he was playing.
Exactly, and it's all rehashed.
Wait, Cassel hasn't played since high school?
But it wasn't that.
I don't know if you knew that. Before week two, he had not started since high school.
I'm being a little unfair to the questions. That wasn't really the tenor of the question. That was part of it, but the basic point was, because of that, has his learning curve over the last 8 weeks been a little bit steeper than most because of the fact that he had no college experience in that time? None of them were really bad questions. It's just that stuff that's been rehashed.
When you hear every day, you've heard it all, so you kind of get tired of hearing
it. Sometimes you lose a little patience with it. But
I will say this, though, Paulie. I liked Bill's answer on what his perception of this team's track record around the league is in terms of giving young guys a chance to play.
Yeah.
And he basically said, if you come here and you sign here, you'll get an opportunity. I thought that was pretty forthcoming.
They were talking about...
sounds like a college coach.
Well, there were a couple of questions about Ben Jarvis Green Ellis, and is it especially gratifying to Bill to have a guy like that come off the practice squad and succeed? And has it been... He's not the only one, and Bill said, yeah, it is. And it's proof that our scouting system in place works. And then he admitted part of that is born out of opportunity. You know, some guys that are down there, they never get a chance to play, and they move on, and you never know about them. You know, with guys like Brady and with Ben Jarvis Green Ellis this year and some others that he mentioned, they had the chance to play, and they showed that they could. And he said that really bodes well for the future because next year we can always fall back and we can say, look at Mike Wright, look at Pierre Woods, look at Ben Jarvis Green Ellis, look at Tom Brady, look at all these guys that we've had, Stephen Neal, that have come in and done it, and that helps you in the future.
Yeah.
I really like the last part of what he said, Mike. He said, around here, it's not about pedigree. It's about performance.
Yeah.
I thought that was a good way to sort of wrap it all up.
It was all pedigree good until your boyfriend
your draft
asked him
slot
again.
In the school you came from.
Exactly.
Sure.
It's not about pedigree. It's about performance.
Yeah. That would make sense.
It's about baked Doritos. I like these.
All right.
These are the cat's meow.
Well, I'm
right
upset.
Here.
I'm upset.
Why? Fred's not happy.
Well, you know, locally, the local media, obviously they're saying the border war is back on. The latest blow shot across the bow is by the Jets for signing Ty Law. You know,
this is going to be unbelievable. Go ahead.
You know, so they're making a big deal about that, like the Jets did it, you know, to really get at the Patriots and so on. But I'm a little bit upset with Ty Law.
Oh, okay.
Because
I knew it couldn't go that way.
No,
of course.
Because, you know, they talked to him yesterday in the Jets locker room. They said, you know, how close were you with the Patriots? And he held up his thumb and forefinger and said, you know, this close.
Yeah.
Well, if it was that close, why wouldn't you come back here?
It's very simple.
What obligation does he have to come back here?
Money.
But he said it was like this close. So
because he wanted to take more money.
Let's say it was $100,000.
$1 million.
Let's not get mentally irregular.
Well, how close do you think it was?
Millions.
Millions? And that's
yeah.
holding
he,
up your thumb I think and forefinger?
I think it was clear.
That's a lot to me.
I think it was clear.
To us it is. To him it's not.
If everything was equal, I think it's pretty clear. The Patriots would have been the team.
I would hope so.
He even said yesterday, I love the Patriots.
Right.
I've always loved the Patriots.
Right.
Even yesterday, while a member
right.
of the Jets.
So then it wasn't that close.
I think
close
it's
to
money.
Him.
For him, it's all about who gives you the most money.
I know, but
he's very upfront about
close
that.
To us,
I
not as close
he's
to
the
them.
Rare right. athlete that actually says it is about the money.
Well, but I want to know what he means by this close. Because
we'll never know.
If this close is what I'm thinking, he should have come here.
I don't think it is what we're thinking. I think it's more than
even
that.
Even if it's a half a million
hey,
dollars.
You know what? Maybe the Patriots didn't have it.
Well, they would have found it.
Well, but maybe they couldn't find it fast
right.
enough.
I mean,
point.
I mean, I'm very interested to
you know,
hear
the clock is ticking
what
too, you
the
know.
Jets gave him. Because if it wasn't substantial, I'm pissed, and I think he's a fraud.
Well, I'm just
I
saying
think he's a fraud. He's coming right out and saying it.
I was going to say,
he's being honest
I think
about
the guys
it.
That are frauds are the ones that say it's not about the money. When
yeah.
we know 99% of the time, you know, Teddy Bruschi is the exception. It's not about the money
right.
to Teddy Bruschi.
Right.
It's not. It's about his comfort level here
well.
And around New England. And God bless him for it.
I think that he's.
But
I think
for 99% of the athletes, it is about the money. But most of them say it's not. Ty Law says it is.
But,
it's Ty Law Inc.
But I'd be a lot more, I guess, accepting if he just came out and said, "Hey, the Jets offered me a lot more money, so I went with the Jets."
I think he offered.
But instead,
I think he's
he came out and
indirectly.
Said, "Oh, it was this close. Well, if it's this close, then come on over here."
By the way, Paulie, did you read your boy Bruce Allen this morning?
Yeah.
That was a disgrace. Absolute disgrace.
I don't.
He was citing somebody who wrote on that Patriot Daily website
well,
how this was
you,
some kind of hoary move and all this crap.
People may not have know what you're talking about, Mike, so why don't you recap that?
He's saying it's like Ty Law's an attention whore because he's coming back now with the Jets and all this stuff, and you know it just happens to be this week because they're playing the Patriots.
Right.
It's nonsense. First of all, what's he going to give them in terms of game plan strategy? He hasn't been here in 4 years. It's all different personnel. It's a different quarterback.
No, obviously, that's not why they signed him.
Right. So then they should just stop perpetuating lies on that website.
Well, he was saying that it might
be a
psychological
and supporting and signing off on lies.
But would it be any more or less of an attention grab if the Patriots signed him? Which,
right.
by all
accounts.
That would
be a smart veteran move.
By all accounts, was this close.
Right. Well, he's saying that the Jets did it just as a jab, a psychological jab
right.
at the Patriots.
And I would counter that. That's where I thought you were going at the start of your little
yeah.
diatribe.
But the funny,
do you think it was about that?
No.
It doesn't sound like you
the
do.
The funny thing about what Bruce Allen wrote, though, he goes, you know, and I guess, though, if the Patriots turned around and signed Justin Miller, you'd have to say the same thing unless they really felt he could help the team.
But I really don't think you could say the same thing about Justin
Miller.
I think if they signed Justin Miller, it's because it's a young player that they think has potential.
Right. Well,
now, personally, I think the Patriots are going to have some moves to make because we're sitting here wondering about Adalis Thomas, and we still – even today – one of the last, I think it was the last question.
Yeah.
He still doesn't have an update on that.
He's still not.
Terrence Wheatley is still, out, and we have no update on that. I'm wondering if maybe down the road we're going to find there's going to be some moves that are going to need to be made.
Yeah. Well, does
Eric's here.
Yeah. I just came back from the Matt Cassel press conference. But just to follow up on that, does anyone think that there's a chance that, I don't know if you already mentioned this, that AD doesn't get put on IR and maybe comes back later this season?
Not the latter. I don't think so. No, because I'm told that he's having surgery on the arm.
Yeah, but that could be just putting a pin in it.
Yeah, right. He can't play with that.
For how long, though?
Well, what's there, a month and a half left of the season?
Well, but then there's playoffs potentially.
I don't think there's any chance he plays.
I agree,
in 2008.
No,
well, the only reason I'm just saying that surgery doesn't mean you're out. There's all different types
I think
of surgery.
I think that he's having surgery to repair a fractured arm.
Yeah, I don't know.
It's not cracked, in other words.
Yeah.
And I don't want to get into a whole cracked and fractured thing that we did
a
few years ago.
Is it a stinger or a
shot?
Stinger.
I just bring it up because I remember it might have been, was it last year when Hobbs had a surgery at some point in the middle of the season and missed a game or two and then came back or didn't really miss anything.
I thought he had it after the season, Hobbs.
Yeah, he did. But he had that broken bone in his wrist, that scaphoid bone, the same thing that Bruschi had. Not in any way.
This is a totally different
how
injury.
Can you play with a, if you have a broken arm that requires surgery and needs to be surgically repaired, I don't see how you can play with that
guys have
as
done
a linebacker.
It. Guys have played with broken bones.
That's not
broken
what
arms.
I said.
I know
surgically
that's not
repaired
what you said.
Like Mike Vrabel broke his arm a few years ago, and I think he only missed one game. It was around the time of the bye. It was like 2 weeks.
But my point is,
but,
we don't know.
If he just has a broken arm.
Right. But we don't know what's going on.
Well, I'm just
on.
Going by the reports. They're saying he's got a broken arm
that's,
and he needs surgery
that's
to repair
I'm,
it.
That's all I'm going
that's all
by.
Can
reports
go by.
From ESPN and
no.
Boston Globe.
Boston Globe and Boston Herald both said that he's having
papers
surgery.
Papers of record in this town.
We just don't know, though.
I guess technically we don't know a lot of things,
but we
have to base it on something.
You're absolutely right. I don't know, but you asked me my opinion. That's my opinion. Right.
If what they say is true, then he's not.
If
then he's
what
not
they
coming
say
back.
Is true, then yes.
And the only reason I bring it up is that in the previous cases where Brady got hurt, Harrison got hurt, Maroney, it was pretty much almost instantaneous. The next day or so,
Maroney got put on IR about 3 weeks after he hurt his shoulder.
Yes, but he played a little bit after that.
He played like one game.
He played one game
out of the next
and
three.
The next one.
Right, but in the other two cases, there was an instantaneous injury, and then placement on IR. So it's been a few days now. So I'm just
it could be
I'm
a lot
throwing
of things.
It out there.
I'm with Mike. I think there are a lot of factors that could be involved. That I mean, like I said, I
could be availability
Fred,
of other
you
free
are right.
agents,
you
bookkeeping
are right,
purposes.
Fred.
We don't really know that yet.
The reports might not be right. And if they're not, then maybe there's a chance.
I'm
but
just
if,
not so
if
sure
he's having
because
surgery
he's still accurate
that
it's
arm,
a reason to be optimistic.
Mike touched on something. You ask yourself, what would be the reason why, if you knew a guy was going to go on IR, why you wouldn't do it immediately? And Mike's saying, once you do that, then you lose leverage in the market looking for people. You've just put the guy on IR. Now
it's like you can't quit a job until you have a new job. You can't put a guy in IR until you have the replacement possibly lined up. So
they might have to move some money around,
right?
With cap space and stuff like that. I mean, I think there's a lot of reasons. And I mean, from the looks of it, and I don't know this for sure, but it doesn't look like Terrence Wheatley is going to be able to play anytime soon.
Yeah. So
and he hasn't been put on IR yet.
Right. Boy, they're just falling, huh?
Dropping like flies.
Yep, like the stock market.
Under Barack Obama. Your boy. He's your friend.
Fred uses that line about three times a week. He actually used it so much he made me put it in my story last week.
I don't know if I
even though, even though he thinks Mike wrote the story.
You want to hear about Cassel at all?
Yeah, what was up with
that? Yeah, let's hear about Cassel.
He got peppered with a few of those, short week for preparation questions, of course. But he had a couple of things I thought were...
He hasn't played a game since high school,
mildly interesting. That was brought up, too.
Sorry.
Later on, almost near the end, he was asked about Brady being back here in Foxborough.
That's all I was waiting for, by the way.
And working out. And he said that a lot of times people have said, oh, it's great to have Brady around because he's in meetings and he's studying all the time. And he was specifically asked, Cassel was, about Brady being in meetings. now that he's been back, and he said no, he hasn't.
Okay.
Which I thought was just kind of interesting because beforehand it was all about him being
well,
around
here. Well, he's here to help himself.
No, right I know. Now. I'm
not
just
to,
saying.
Not to help everybody else.
That was just notable because of what had been said about him before. So I thought that was pretty interesting.
I think once he is in his routine rehabilitating, then maybe he can spend a little time poking his head through the door. But he's not coaching or anything.
Yeah. Well, you were upset.
What was I upset about?
About the reporting on Tom Brady.
No, I just thought that the way the Globe and Herald handled it, I thought was perfect. It was the lead item in both of their notebooks. Mm-hmm. I think it was newsworthy that, you know, he was here yesterday, and players, not that he was here, but that players were talking about it. Jarvis Green was quoted. I know Ben Jarvis Green Ellis was quoted. A couple other guys were saying how Ty Warren, I think, was quoted. That, to me, is newsworthy. ESPN was running around like he was coming back next week.
Ringing out the panelist. I know. Counterpoint.
Yeah, they actually had a thing. Does that help morale in the locker room? And, you know, to his credit, Mike Golic laughed at the notion. Said, I can't believe this is really getting any attention.
Right.
No. You know, for the players in that locker room, he's not coming back this year. They have a job to do, and they have to worry about their jobs. And no, Tom Brady's presence won't do anything with that. I wasn't necessarily upset about it. I just thought locally we handled it this way. I'm not trying to give anybody a pat in the back here, but I thought the Globe and the Herald and the local papers, the Projo, handled it properly, whereas nationally it became this huge deal that I didn't think it was.
It's like ESPN the magazine taking a 2-page story and turning it into a 6-page feature. Just stretching something out more than it needs to be stretched out. Got to fill air time.
Yeah, there's some merit to that. You might read one of those about Kevin Falk this week. What I was going to say about the Castle situation with Brady, and I agree with you, Eric, I think it was interesting that he specifically said no. And I know quarterback in particular is a little bit different, but don't you guys think that most teams and Bill certainly would adhere to this. You're injured. You're on IR. I want you to get your rehab done. I want you to do what's best for you. But right now, what's best for you doesn't really have anything to do with this team.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
So
don't
stay
bother.
Out of it.
That's right.
Don't bother going. Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
I mean, I'm just going by the past. Yeah. Now, and again, it is different. It's a quarterback. And it's Tom Brady, who is obviously a pretty insightful quarterback. So maybe he can't offer something to Matt Castle, but I'd be surprised if he was around a lot. I'm not saying never, but a lot.
You don't need that constant reminder of what you don't have.
Yeah, right. And I think that Bill kind of adheres to that philosophy, that old school kind of, you know, even though you're Tom Brady, what can you do to help me now?
I hear you.
I also think that
get yourself ready so you can help me in 2009.
Yeah. You know, Castle is 9 or 10 weeks along now, and he's got his own routine, and he's running the offense the way he sees fit. There's no need to start throwing other stuff into the mix and telling, well, maybe you should do this or maybe you should try this. Let that come from the coaches based on what they've seen, because they've seen every game. They've been on the sideline watching him from start to finish. I don't know if it's really healthy for him to have Brady in his ear sort of barking, not barking instructions, but maybe offering a couple of pointers. This is his team now,
right?
For better or for worse.
I would think it would be beneficial not for Castle but just for Brady himself, just to stay mentally sharp on the routine of – every week being in a film session, watching, analyzing. Not to be there to say, hey, Matt, you need to do this, but just for himself so that he doesn't get out of shape in watching film and analyzing a defense, that kind of thing. You can't spend, you know, 8 to 9 hours a day rehabbing. I mean, that could get boring.
No, that's physically impossible anyway.
You're right about that.
You're overworking at that point.
You know what I mean?
I know what you mean.
Why, have you rehabbed a torn ACL, Freddie?
No.
No, I'm just saying for Brady's benefit, not for Castle.
I understand. Where's
Andy? Andy rehabbed an ACL. Yeah.
I understand.
It surprises me that he's not in meetings.
All right. We're going to take a break now. When we come back, we're going to talk about Chris from the Bronx because he has just delivered something wonderful. We'll be right back.
Patriot Place in Foxborough is the ultimate shopping, dining, and entertainment destination in New England. What's your Patriot Place experience?
We took the kids to a movie at Showcase Cinema Deluxe and finally went to Red Robin. The burgers were amazing. It was so much fun. Everyone loved it.
We had girls' night out at Patriot Place last weekend. A little shopping, dinner at Davio's. It's just like the one in Boston. And we had drinks at the cutest little wine bar called Tastings.
Experience Patriot Place, a once-in-a-lifetime experience every day.
Honestly, I'm here about once a week. I always find great deals at Christmas Tree Shop and Old Navy, and the shoes at Off-Broadway are unbelievable.
Patriot Place is located next to Gillette Stadium in Foxborough with convenient and free parking.
Bass Pro Shop and Eastern Mountain Sports have everything I need for my camping and hiking trips, and we love CBS Scene Restaurant. They've got about a million TVs, and their outdoor deck looks right into Gillette Stadium. It's so cool.
Log on to patriot-place.com for more information. Patriot Place. Everyone wins.
Well, it's that time of year again where Sunday means you're doing something football. Whether it's tailgating in the parking lot, throwing the pigskin around, or just hanging in and watching the game on the tube, it's all about football. And when you're not watching football or playing football, well, I think we both know you're thinking football. And all that can make you a little hungry. That's why there's the tasty snack wrap from McDonald's. Snack wraps now come in your choice of three flavors. New Chipotle barbecue, honey mustard, and ranch. And they're available with grilled or crispy chicken. Delicious and easy to eat. It's the perfect game time snack. So grab one today. And when you do, if you're looking at that chicken select and it kind of reminds you of a quarterback in the middle of the pocket, except now he's surrounded by cheddar jack cheese, ranch sauce, and lettuce, well, maybe you're thinking just a little too much about football. McDonald's. I'm loving it.
When you got a lineman-sized hunger and want the awesome, authentic taste of Gillette Stadium at your tailgate or right at home, tackle that appetite with Patriots Gridiron Grillers. Try Sac Attack sausages, first down franks, or Patriots brats in a wide variety of flavors at home, at the stadium, or at the game. And get your crowd cheering for Gridiron Grillers. They're great on the grill. Gridiron Grillers are all you'll need for the perfect tailgate or home barbecue. Check out all of the Patriots Gridiron Grillers. Mild and hot Sac Attack sausages, Patriots cheese brats and beer brats, first down franks and more. Patriots Gridiron Grillers go great on the grill. Gridiron Grillers are available at Big Y, Demoulas Market Basket, Hannaford, Johnny's Foodmaster, Roach Brothers Sudbury Farm, Shaw's, and Stop and Shop, and distributed by Agar, Associated Grocers of Maine, and Associate Grocers of New England, and CNS Wholesale. Patriots Gridiron Grillers, when you just can't wait for Sunday.
Eric's had a tough time opening up on PFW in Progress. They begged and pleaded and still nothing. Come on, Eric.
No, not in the last 2 days, no. I was not talking about that. I don't care. No, I'm not talking to you about this.
We're wondering if it's just on the radio or if it's the same deal upstairs. We've placed our hidden microphones in Eric's cube to get the scoop. Let's listen in.
Hey, Eric, I'm going to grab lunch. You want anything?
Sorry, no. I'm not talking about it.
Hey, Eric, do you know what Belichick's press conference is?
I won't worry about that. We're not going into that territory.
Hey, Eric, my internet seems to be down. Is yours working?
There's a moratorium on that issue.
Hey, did you watch the Idol final? I can't believe David Cook won.
No.
Hey, Eric, how's it going?
I'm not, no. I'm not doing it with you, no.
Hey, Eric, did you do the blitz today?
I said too much. That part I'm not going to talk about.
Eric, $4.09 a gallon. Can you believe these gas prices?
Enough, both of you. Enough.
Hey, Eric, make sure you tell your friends to check out the new edition of Patriots Today.
What the hell are you doing?
Oh, my God, Eric, he's choking. Do the Heimlich maneuver.
No, not at all.
Thank you for calling Gillette Stadium. How may I direct your call? All right, Eric, take it easy. Have a good night.
No, I'd have to say no.
Whoa, well, all right, Eric. We'll see what happens on the next show.
We'll see you next Tuesday.
Why do we have to go on the air and make a big deal about it?
All right, welcome back to PFW in Progress. And, goodness.
Andy, no.
Chris from the Bronx really came through. Actually, it was a team effort today. Chris from the Bronx offered to buy us lunch today because Five Guys Burgers opened up, or as Dan Tugender calls it, Four Guys and Eric Burgers.
He came running into the studio to grab a microphone.
I still gave you the credit for the line.
Five Guys, not Four Guys.
I'm sure Gary didn't say it already. I thought of it last night.
Yeah,
Four Guys and Eric.
Four Guys and Eric Burgers. They're opened up at Patriot
Place.
Good job,
Tugender. Very happy with
so
grease your hand.
So Chris in the Bronx offered to buy us lunch there.
Yellow man!
So he did. The problem was they don't take credit cards over the phone.
We're going to have to rectify that.
So Dan Tugender, being the team player that he is, went and bought it himself, and he'll be sending a bill to Chris in the Bronx. But to get to the food, delicious.
Oh, yeah.
Delicious. I don't know.
No
how
doubt.
Much, give me the receipt. Give me the – let me see.
$43.
Let me just – hold on. Oh, it doesn't itemize it. But the whole thing for, what, six of us was $43. So that's a lot less than $10 per person. And these are really good burgers.
This is superior to Red Robin in every facet.
Well, Red Robin's a totally different burger.
I'd say for
experience.
The money,
yeah,
absolutely.
They suck. This place doesn't.
Yeah. I'd say for the money, you can't
That's
beat
That's the difference.
This.
Parenti not happy, as usual.
Yeah. Big surprise there.
I'm just down on Red Robin. I'm sorry.
Yeah, let me taste the fries. I haven't
Red Robin was better when they actually cooked the burgers.
They screwed me on that chicken rice bowl. It wasn't even real chicken. It was the chicken you buy in those Purdue sliced up things in the supermarket section. It's bogus.
The fries are nice and crispy.
Yeah, great. Yeah. Eric, no complaints.
Yep. So Five Guys Burgers is, you know, definitely on the list from now on.
How does this compare, Fred, to In-N-Out? You're a big In-N-Out fan, right?
In-N-Out, I think, were smaller.
This is better than In-N-Out, too.
I think it was. Yeah. Although I like the In-N-Out fries better than these fries.
What did you think?
Far superior to In-N-Out to me, but I didn't really like In-N-Out. Yeah. So.
But I like the fries.
I think this is excellent.
But no, these are great. These are great burgers. All I had was just a regular cheeseburger. It was delicious.
So. I had mine with A1 sauce.
All right. So Chris is the person, the benefactor of today's meal.
Thank you, Chris.
Says,
the Bronx.
Hope lunch arrived today. Please be sure to thank Dan for me, because as great as Two Guys is, they don't take credit cards over the phone. Dan doesn't know it yet, but he just paid for lunch. Yes, he does know it.
The first thing Two Jenner has done right all year. Good for you, pal.
But as for football, he says the one real difficulty with AD's injury, which Paul addressed, is that he could do so much, which helped hide the scheme. So you've already guessed what the Pats will do. I'm interested in hearing what you would do as a coach. I'd bring up Red just to give him a few reps, but I'd also use Guyton as an outside linebacker in some sub packages. I'd also try to figure out where Alexander fits into all this, if at all. The other topic on my mind, who's the number three receiver? Gaffney nominally, but Aiken has shown some strength on the outside. Any free agents in mind for 09? And lastly, considering the short week, will Bill try to rest his starters on Thursday?
Ah, very funny.
So,
I think the idea of maybe having Guyton go out there is probably legit.
Linebacker at the combine.
Earlier in this week, I brought up about maybe putting Mayo out there just because he's...
I don't think you want to mess with Mayo.
But well, I've come around to that way of thinking, and that, you know, maybe Guyton would be better suited to do that. And
yeah,
so that's where I'm going right now.
Okay,
yeah, I like the idea of Woods, a combination of Woods and Guyton, and you know, who knows? Maybe Alexander does factor in because he hasn't played. You know, when was the last time he was active for a game?
Yeah,
Week One.
You know, so if he can get healthy. You know, who knows? Maybe he's a guy we're talking about IR about, too. I don't know. You know, maybe it just seems like
Guyton, either
a couple of different injuries with him.
Either Guyton, Woods, or, you know, Alexander. What about pressure on the quarterback? Because that's something that Thomas, from time to time, was able to do. You know, what about that facet?
You got to get that from Vrabel.
Yeah.
But I'd like to see Woods get his chance to do it, too, because he's had the benefit of what this is now, third, fourth year in the system.
Third year.
So he's got a little bit more experience than say, a Guyton does. But so that would lead you to think that he's probably more suited to be the starter right now and to pick up that slack. It's just that he hasn't yet proven that in the chances he has gotten. But maybe now that he's got the full-time thing, kind of like Castle, where he just needed more reps to get to get used to it.
Yep.
You know, I have hopes for him, but until he actually does it, you know, I'd like to see
a little of Vince Red, too. If there's nobody else out there and you have, let's say you have two guys in IR and you have to fill two roster spots, why not promote him from the practice squad just to take a spot? See what he can do on special teams. See if he can be a third down guy, maybe in certain situations or packages. Give him a shot. I'm not saying put him out there for every play like Thomas.
Yeah, and that's going to get back to the conversation that we had before the break. Right now, they don't have a roster spot.
Right.
So, you know, if they do hold hope, like Eric feels, that maybe Adelis Thomas can come back or Wheatley can come back or one of those guys, they have to hold that roster spot. And that limits you. Now, probably in the here and now, it's not a big deal because, you know, so you go in with two guys that are inactive that you know are hurt and can't play. But you still have plenty of other flexibility. It'll be interesting to see how they approach that over the next couple of weeks. I think if they have a roster spot, I think that Vince Red – moving up makes sense.
And he's been a very good practice player. Yeah. He's won that practice player of the week jersey a couple of times. So it seems like it's a logical progression for him. That next step would be to be on the active roster. I mean, they had Sean Crable on here for about 9 weeks, and he never did anything. So why isn't Red worth a shot? If Sean Crable was worth it to hang around without ever being active, then getting hurt without even playing, then why can't Red get a shot?
By the way, you got to love a burger place that puts their fries in a styrofoam cup.
No frills.
Pretty large one.
Yeah, no frills.
That's right. Screw the environment. We're using styrofoam.
I love it. What about Gaffney and Aiken? I don't think that Aiken is the number three receiver right now, but by the end of the season, do you think there's a possibility he could be?
No. I think he's a career special teamer.
You know what? We talked a couple weeks ago how Gaffney had been quiet. Well, now Gaffney is flat out not really playing very well. He had a huge drop in Indianapolis. He had another big drop that could have been a disaster over the middle when the ball got deflected in the air. That would hit him right in the hands. The ball went straight up in the air, and luckily there were no Bills around to pick it off. So his production's been down, and he's been spotty catching the ball. Sam Aiken hasn't had many opportunities, but the ones he's had, he's made the most of.
That's right.
I can't remember a pass really intended for him that he didn't catch. So he only has, well, what, three, four, five catches at the most. I can't imagine any more than that. I mean, I think Gaffney's still the number three guy, but maybe Aiken is pushing him there.
I seem to think that Aiken would just be another Gaffney if they kept giving him more opportunities. In other words, the more you play him, the more he gets exposed.
Well, I also think they're different kinds of receivers, too.
Well, they are.
I agree with you, Mike.
Aiken's a lot stronger.
Aiken's an outside.
Aiken's an outside guy, and Gaffney's a slot guy.
Right.
And you're right about that, Mike. I think the more that Aiken plays, Aiken's not a rookie.
Can Aiken block back there?
He's gotten opportunities to be a receiver and hasn't really been overly productive. Except for that short time that Drew was throwing in the football.
Certainly more of a physical presence than Gaffney.
Oh, absolutely. He's a big guy.
Yeah.
He's a strong guy.
He doesn't look like a
great
special
team
player. He looks more like a tight end.
He looks like a tight end, sure. I'll buy that.
Joe writes in. He says, I believe we should get Lynch now, put him in for AD. He's not fast for a safety anymore, but for a linebacker, I think he'll do just fine. I don't think
I'm not even going to respond to that.
I mean, he's preposterous.
I wonder what we missed in the summer.
Obviously nothing because he's not here anymore.
No, our point. We all thought that he looked off.
Even you, at the end, Fred admitted
that he looked awful. But yet, everybody's been clamoring to get him back since we had the first injury in the secondary. Now, I don't know. Maybe that's financial reasons why they're not bringing him back. I think it's because he didn't play well. And I think Bill recognized that. And that's why he gave him the good send-off in that last press conference or with that release.
Yep. I do wonder, though, Fred, if there's maybe room for the return of a guy like maybe a Hobson who played on the outside in New York. And when they tried to make the move to the inside, it didn't really work out for him this summer. But maybe if they put him on his more natural spot on the outside, maybe that's another
option. Of these could be what they're looking at right now, and they're just figuring out how to – it could be a cap situation, you know, and they're just figuring out how to maneuver to get – open up the roster spot and still fit the other person under the cap. Because remember, when you put a guy on IR, you don't pick up that cap space. You're still responsible for that cap figure.
Right.
So they have to do something if that is the case and it's a cap situation.
Yeah, it just becomes a very expensive transaction for a guy that's not playing.
Right.
But I agree with Eric on the possibility of Hobson because when he was here, they tried to make him something he wasn't, and I think that's why he never really picked it up. And even though he ran the same sort of defense in New York with Mangini, it just wasn't a good fit. So maybe if you put him in a spot where he's more comfortable, you might be able to make chicken salad out of chicken feathers, as they say.
I think that would be a much better alternative than
John Lynch.
John Lynch, who played safety his whole life, and you're asking him to do something totally different.
Ping Pong writes in. Ping Pong.
Ping Pong.
This morning on ESPN, I saw that Brady was back at Gillette and working out. Can you verify this? He was here. I don't know about this morning, but he has been here over the last couple days. Yesterday, you were talking about AD's injury and how it would hurt the team. I think that Bill will come up with something that will fill in okay for this loss. Patriots have done this in the past, and I think that they will continue to do it. We have already lost the former MVP of the NFL, and we are still winning. The entire team can rally around the replacement for AD, I think that the defense won't change that much. Don't get me wrong. I think that besides Mayo, AD is the best player in the defense, but I think that the Patriots will overcome this injury.
Well, and I think it might work out that, he might be right that they're not going to change the defense, but what they might change is who does what in certain situations that AD did. In other words, if AD could rush the passer and drop back into coverage, maybe they put a certain guy in there to rush the passer, and yet another guy to come in when they want to drop
just,
in the coverage.
It just makes it more complicated.
It makes it a little bit more
complicated.
Sure
it does. And, you know, Mark Farinella from the Foxborough Reporter wrote what?
The Foxborough Reporter?
What paper does he work for?
Oh, come on, Fred. Unbelievable.
Huh? That would be the Attleboro Sun Chronicle.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry about that, Mark. But for the Attleboro Sun Chronicle wrote that he thinks that the AD could be the last straw, that this is it.
I think that that's a common thing. You know, every time someone gets hurt, this is the one. This is the
one. Well, it is reasonable to ask how much can they take.
I'm to the point where, where's the tipping point
right.
at some point?
Right.
It's not this one individual. It's this individual in addition to the
right.
previous
right.
three
Obviously.
Or four individuals.
Yes.
But for me, I'm going to be wrong on the other way. When they actually get to the tipping point and they fall apart, I'll be wrong saying that I didn't think it was going to happen.
Okay.
Rather than continuing to say, this is the tipping point, and
right.
be proven wrong that way.
Right.
At least I'll only be wrong once.
There you go. That's a good philosophy. When did you change, Paul?
My philosophy on Bill has been well established. I think the guy is the best coach that this sport has seen in a long time.
Mm-hmm.
And there's certainly no one comparable to him in the NFL today.
Let's see. Bill from Vail, Colorado writes in. It's been busy here in sunny Colorado, all the fishing and skiing and stuff. We hate you. Finally got a chance to check out Eric's website. I have to give Eric props. I couldn't do that. However, I have a small suggestion.
Formal artistic
have a
light
training.
Eric, the picture that accompanies your bio is horrible. It looks like you're dismayed because you use the wrong lubricants and don't know what to do.
No, it's the tortured artist look.
Are you dismayed?
I'm always dismayed.
Come on, Eric.
I work with you guys. Of course I'm dismayed.
Good point.
Come
on,
him slumming with us.
Oh.
You should see him on the road with us on Saturday nights.
Deigning to...
instead of going out to a museum, he has to go and have a burger and fries with us.
Come on, Eric. Shouldn't it be a shot of you peering around an easel or toiling over a blank canvas? I don't know if you've done something like this before. I didn't stay on the site very long because I had other things to waste my time on. But a suggestion. How about a piece that shows the football side? Maybe an offensive lineman on the line of scrimmage waiting for the snap. Out of curiosity, have you done any sketches of the back of men's heads?
Very funny, Bill.
That's good. Well, you sure have seen plenty of them. Oh! All right.
That's the tortured artist.
Here's the picture.
Gary
just handed me the picture from the website. Eric has his hands
Stella.
On his head. And he's just – he looks tortured. He's trying to figure out his next move.
I am tortured.
It's like he's dancing.
Yeah.
What?
Doing the bossa nova?
Please stop that.
He's trying to hula.
Let's not ever see that again.
Eric Scalavino, Home About Gallery, News Blog, Pricing Contact, and the movie. That's Eric
the movie.
Info at ericscalavino.com.
There's no Eric.
Just Scalavino.
Even the wrong address. That's okay.
Scalavino.com.
Anthony.
Just to finish up Bill's email, on the football question, if the Pats continue and maybe go 10-6, 11-5, what are Belichick's chances of getting Coach of the Year? And for what he's done with this patchwork of a team? Also, is there a curve, sort of speak, for new quarterbacks? It must take a bunch of games for opposing coordinators to evaluate a new quarterback and to learn their tendencies and game plan against them. I remember in 2001, when Brady took over, he had a large amount of pass attempts to zero interceptions. It wasn't until midway through the next season that you saw defenses purposely planning against Brady's attack. Was it me, or was there any truth to that? And yes, Paul, there are people, common people, who actually pay attention to that stuff.
Wow.
What was with the shot at you for?
A little bit of a shot.
Yeah.
We talked about it yesterday about whether or not you thought there would be a book, so to speak, on Castle as the season went on. And, yeah, I think the teams would make those kinds of adjustments. We saw those adjustments with Brady that first year as the year went on. Down the stretch that year, I think he threw, in the last four or five games, three touchdowns and five interceptions or something like that, numbers that were well off the proportion that he had established over the first 10 or so games that he played. I think that teams will kind of get a read on what Matt Castle does well and what he doesn't do well. And, it'll be how he adjusts to those adjustments that will tell the story about how good he can really be.
Yeah.
And I think his point about Bill in the running for Coach of the Year is a good one, because if they end up getting the playoffs, maybe even getting that second bye, the second seed, I think he's got a legitimate chance of getting that. I think Jeff Fisher, though, will give him a run for his money.
Sure. Well, Fisher goes 16-0.
Well, here's the other thing. Yeah. I just got finished telling you how much I think of Belichick as a coach. But, Fred, I have a hard time with the Coach of the Year thing. Now, right now, I'm not going by seven games left, okay? We don't know what's going to happen in those seven games. But right now, nine games. They're 6-3.
Yeah.
I think you could make an argument that one of the losses He made several on-field coaching decisions that we all disagreed with and talked about for the entire week after Indianapolis. Mm-hmm. Another loss, I thought the defensive game plan specifically was really, really out of whack.
San Diego?
Yes. Yep. To sit there and say, we're going to sit here, we're going to take away LaDainian Tomlinson and put eight in the box and let them throw over our weak secondary, to me was, and not
well,
surprising.
I think that's
not,
what they said.
Not surprisingly.
That's what happened.
Not surprisingly, we haven't seen that game plan since. I tried to get him to talk about that a little bit today. I got the runaround. But clearly they've made an adjustment. We're going to let the front three, four, five guys stop the run as best as they can because that's the strength of our team. Everybody else is going to make sure everything stays in front of them in the back. Mm-hmm. Had they played San Diego like that, maybe the situation is different. So there's two games right there that I think that he didn't necessarily have a great plan. In the third loss, they were powerless to make an adjustment over a gimmick offense.
Mm-hmm.
And so
– yep.
Now, at one part of that could say, well, hey, with what he has to work with, 6-3, the three. But to me, coaching was directly involved in two of those. I don't blame the coaching for Miami.
Yeah.
I blame the players for Miami. But the other two games, I think you can make an argument that coaching wasn't really up to par.
And you know, Fisher, you know, if you're looking at the other candidate that people talk about, Jeff Fisher.
Tom
not
Coughlin?
Like he hasn't had to deal with some
sure.
problems. I mean, you had
lost
your quarterback.
His quarterback.
He lost his quarterback.
He lost his quarterback
not
too.
Only lost his quarterback, but he had to deal with
yes.
not mm-hmm. a normal circumstance right. with that, you know? And that just doesn't affect Vince Young. It affects other players and what's going to happen here. And
good
so,
point,
so that was a good you know, management of his team, I thought.
To take that thought one step further, if things continue the way they have so far, what are Kerry Collins' chances of getting NFL MVP?
Zero.
Yeah, that's
the defense. That team is built on its defense.
That's the defense that's doing that.
Yeah. I mean, otherwise, Trent Dilfer would have won an MVP.
The last game that he played was the first one he threw for more than 200 yards. 200 yards.
Yeah,
and he only has
Keith Bullock or Albert Haynesworth or somebody like that.
He only has five touchdown passes, I think, all year.
Yeah.
No, he's done a nice job, but I don't think he's an MVP.
If
that,
he was
that comeback thing that no one can define, maybe he's in line for that.
If they weren't keeping
that's all Jake Delhomme, even
notwithstanding his Sunday performance. They're not blowing teams out. But if Jeff Fisher couldn't rely on his defense to keep games close,
they'd
be calling different plays, and Kerry Collins would not be having the success.
I agree
he's
with
having.
You, Fred. How about Coughlin too? I mean,
everybody
thought that they were, you know, they got hot at the right time.
Right.
They weren't that good.
They're doing well.
They
and it's not like they
too.
Lost a lot of.
They lost a
lost
ton.
A lot. They lost a lot of players.
Everybody has. I mean, no one lost Brady. That's why the Patriots. That's why Bill is in the running for Coach of the Year because they lost Brady, and that's the most important player in the NFL in my mind. But everybody is dealing with a lot of losses in personnel.
Singletary and Mike Martz not doing well. A lot of people.
Singletary, I think, is doing an awful job.
Yeah. Wow, Fred. Is
on and off the field.
Too emotional. Too emotional.
But
I think
Mike
threw his
Martz.
Coordinator under the bus.
But then Mike Martz, they screwed me with the spot of the ball. I didn't know where the ball was. He went to sleep that night thinking that they ran that play from the 1 yard line.
Right. It's chaos. It's total chaos.
Yeah.
That falls right on the head coach's shoulders.
All right. Let's see. Getting back to some emails. Webradio at patriots.com, 508-543-7482. What?
Who? Anthony's
in Naples. Oh, Anthony in Naples is on the phone. Anthony, how you doing?
Good. How you doing there, Fred?
Good.
Forgot about me again, huh?
Well, you know, we get all wrapped up.
Yeah, I know.
My wife
says
I have a very short attention span. This is good.
I know. I need, you know what it is?
As he transitions to jam.
You know what it is? I think I need to send more gifts, and then maybe I'll be a priority.
Well, that's
that always helps. On. Of course.
I can't guarantee anything, but it can't hurt.
you
well,
can try it, though.
Well, coming close to that time of the year where I'm going to be looking around and seeing what I can do for you guys.
Gift baskets.
Yeah, last year I didn't have a girlfriend, so it was easy to spend money on you guys.
Oh, well, do tell. You got a girlfriend now, huh?
Oh, yeah, for the last couple of months. So, you know, she kind of drains me dry a little bit, but whatever.
Yeah.
And your wallet, too, huh?
That too,
Eric, good.
How about
good.
That, huh? Andy's not here today.
I wouldn't
Someone's
have thought you would think
slack.
Of like that, but you did. So that's good.
Good job, Eric.
Clear pool?
Yeah.
I think he purposely avoided saying that she sucks him dry.
What? See now?
You know. What?
Gary
hey,
has that look on his face.
Guys,
I can't believe he just said that.
That's a common term.
It's true. It is.
Yeah, it is.
But on this show.
On this show, nothing is common.
Fred really is wrapped up in that jam.
All right, can we let Anthony?
Anthony, how you doing?
All right. Adelius, is he on IR yet?
No.
Not officially.
Not officially? Now, I almost feel like I feel horrible calling up and asking this, but I realize looking back at the game, I was kind of busy, you know, I didn't even realize he wasn't in there in the second half. I didn't notice a lot of Pierre Woods. But, you know, watching it on television, they didn't mention anything about him. No. So, you know, come to find out the next day, you know, he was out for the second half. Mm. I didn't see the actual break. Was it like a Junior Seau type break where he was hanging there?
No.
In fact, you know, one of our colleagues in the media room went back and watched the game afterwards and made that same point, Anthony, that the CBS announcing crew didn't even make notice of it when it happened, nor in the second half when he wasn't around. So they kind of dropped the ball on that one, too. But he actually hurt either his hand or his arm. It looked like it might have been his hand a few plays before he actually hurt it for good. Because I remember looking over to Andy or to Paul when we were up in the press box saying he keeps grabbing at his hand or his fingers. It almost looked like he might have jammed his finger or something. It was hard to tell, but he definitely got hurt before he got the major injury. And then a couple of plays later was when the break happened. But we seem to think it happened on, I think it was a screen play maybe to Fred Jackson where he came in and just sort of threw his body in the mix. But then he came out for a play or two and then came back in and sort of had like a wrap around his arm and then tried to rush the quarterback and sort of kept that arm down to the side and was sort of rushing with one hand. Then after that was when he left the game for good, and then we never saw him again. But he seemed to get hurt at least twice before he actually left the game and never returned. So
it's kind of like Rodney in the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
He did the same thing.
Played with a broken arm at the end there.
Now, like, on a hopeful note, do you think it's possible that they'd be able to give him a couple of weeks rest, maybe put a cast on it and be able to play through it if it's not that bad of a break?
We don't know.
They're saying he's going to have surgery.
We just don't know, but the reports in the Boston papers have indicated surgery, and if that's the case, I don't think that's a possibility. That's just my opinion, Anthony. I don't know.
The other indication we get is from the quotes we get from players in the locker room. The quotes we've been hearing all week sound exactly like the quotes we got when Brady got hurt, when Harrison got hurt, and then later when Maroney had his issues. It was almost talking in the past tense.
Yeah.
And when they start doing that, the handwriting's well on the wall
exactly.
at that point.
I think they know.
So I think it's just a formality at this point. I was trying to be a little hopeful at the beginning of the show saying, you know, because they've waited so long, maybe there's a chance, but I'm starting to think that maybe there isn't now. So
if they haven't put him on the IR, there's some sort of hope. Or do you think this is just Belichick playing with the system and just messing with Mangini?
No, I don't think messing. I think we talked about earlier, there's a number of reasons why you don't, you know, list a guy in IR immediately. And, you know, basically that means filing the papers with the league. And it could be a cap issue where before they do that, they need to clear up some space so that as soon as they list him and they have that roster spot, they can make a move. Because, you know, you can't make a move and offer a guy a contract until you have the space that you can, you know, handle that offer.
And who knows? I'm skeptical, but, you know, maybe Fred and Eric, you know, who knows? Maybe you guys are right.
It's
something that he has a surgery or whatever, and then, you know, 6 weeks, you wrap it up and do something with it, and he can play in the playoffs. I don't know. I guess stranger things have happened.
So it could be anything, really.
Yeah. Who do you think is a possibility? Let's say he goes on IR. Do you think Junior is a huge possibility? I know you guys were talking about it yesterday. Can he fill in that outside linebacker role anymore?
No, Junior wouldn't play outside. No.
They would put him inside and move one of the other guys to the outside.
Right.
Which is just kind of productive because now you're weakening two spots.
That's how I would feel about it. I think you fill within. I think it's Woods on early downs, Guyton on sub packages, and you got to get more out of Mike Vrabel. You gotta have him kind of assume that AD role where he's the one that's doing a lot of different things. He's a versatile guy, Vrabel. I don't think he's quite the athlete that Adalis Thomas is, but Mike Vrabel's a pretty good football player, and he has been for a long time. I think you can plug him in and hope to get some of the things at least out of him that you were getting out of Thomas.
And I mentioned the Hobson possibility earlier, Victor Hobson. If they brought him in, it wouldn't be to fill AD's spot and be the starter. And that, I just wanted to make that clear. Because if they felt like they made a mistake by putting him on the inside when they cut him in the summer, if they thought there was any chance of him playing on the outside, I think they would have kept him and done that. So if they do bring him back, it would be only more as a reserve kind of role just to add depth to the roster, not to put him in there as a starter.
It's going to be a committee approach.
Thanks for the answers, guys. That's why I turned to you guys.
All right, Anthony from Naples.
Have a good one.
Take care, Anthony.
It really has to be a committee approach when you think about it, because there's not one player either available on the market or on this team right now, maybe outside of Vrabel, that can do all those things and do them effectively.
I think that's why Eric made the comment that I wonder if this is the tipping point, because it is a guy that it requires two or three guys to probably have a reasonable facsimile of what he was doing. But you know what else is a good point? Anthony kind of touched on it. He didn't really notice much in the change in the defense in the second half of that game the other day. Now, I know it's different because you didn't get a chance to game plan without Adalis Thomas and all that kind of stuff. Right. And let's face it, Buffalo, as well as I think the Patriots' defense played, Buffalo didn't play very well in offense.
Buffalo stunk.
But there was very little of, you know, if any, in terms of a drop-off.
Well, it's hard to, you know, it's hard to gauge, you know, what a team does week to week because of opponents this year. The play is so down. There's only a handful of teams that you can say, oh, you know, by beating them, you proved X. You know?
Yeah.
So I think this game coming up for both teams is a good game because I think both teams have shown, you know, progress throughout the season, you know, against some pretty good opponents, you know, at some point. So I think more so the Jets than the Patriots, actually.
Well, the Jets still have Brett Favre, quarterback.
I know.
And I think he's the time bomb waiting to explode every week.
Well, we'll see. I hope so. This is the week. That would be fun to watch.
I think it's going
to
be the week.
Four picks, you know.
Could happen.
Four picks, and then, you know, what they should do is Ellis Hobbs should run by the Jets bench and say, Ty, you should have been on this team. See all the fun you could have had? You were this close, and then you chose to go on the other team.
It really bothered you.
You know, too bad.
Those lines. I have to defend Freddie. Those lines have always bothered him. Those little, you know, they wanted me more kind of things.
Oh,
those have always gotten under Freddie's skin.
Just go there and say, hey, they offered me more money. That's it.
See, that's what he's saying.
That's, I think, what Ty Law is saying.
Well,
it was this close. They gave me more.
You know, I wanted to go someplace where they wanted me.
But to him, that's all about money.
Right. We'll just say it.
The team that pays me the most is the team that wants me.
I said I was defending.
Up here, they're like family.
Fred, I'm defending the Patriots.
I'm defending the Patriots.
Hey, lawyer.
Hey, lawyer.
Even family can have disagreements.
Yeah. No.
Yeah.
Listen.
Especially dysfunctional ones like ours.
That's true.
I think Ty has made no bones out of the fact that he plays for the money.
You know, he's going to come here. He's going to see that Hall of Fame. You know, I think at some
Presented by Raytheon.
Presented by Raytheon.
Right. You know.
You think he's going to go on a tour?
Why not come in
here? He might ask you to take
him
on a tour.
The Hungry Man tour?
I might have to take him on a tour.
Fred Kirsch taking Ty Law on a tour.
Got to eat. Got to eat.
Hi, this is Ty Law. Now it's time for Andy Hart.
Webradio@patriots.com is the email address, 508-543-7482. Mike in Pensacola writes in, my question has to do with the names that the Patriots use with certain positions. For example, inside linebacker Will and Mike, outside linebacker Sam and Jack. Do the secondary positions have these position names as well? Like the slot corner is typically called the star position. Also, I know that Ellis Hobbs is doing an excellent job at returns, but do you think with his previous injury history that it's wise to have him do as much as he does? Finally, what do you guys think about Florida cornerback Joe Hayden? Have you seen him play, and do you think he could project to be a great corner in the NFL?
I don't know a lot about
I haven't seen
Joe
the player
Hayden.
He mentioned. I would stay away from Florida guys for a couple of years. The track record recently with Urban Meyer's hand-picked guys is not so good.
By the way, why'd you switch seats today?
I just wanted to be an a-hole, so I'm sitting in Yanny's chair.
Oh, okay. Good enough.
I just figured I'd spread out a little bit. We're all on top of each other on this side. I know
doesn't matter what chair
you
sit in.
He gave us all the names for all the positions, by the way.
Oh, good one, Gary.
Yeah, he kind of answered his own question.
I think he had them all right, as far as I know.
It's really funny, Gary.
I've heard the slot called the star. I've heard, you know, obviously Will and Mike for the inside guys, Jack and.
But what about the corner, the two corners and the.
I don't know if they have a specific name for the. I mean, I know, like, in college, they always call it the boundary corner and, you know, and whatnot. I think left and right is kind of the extent of what they do in the pros.
That kind of explains it.
I don't know if they do or not. I don't know
I'm
if
not
they
as,
have.
Keen
I've heard, like, press corner.
Well, that's just that's a style.
Style,
that's
style defense.
Yeah.
And I don't think they necessarily call their safeties free and strong either. They just kind of play left and right. I think it's really as simple as that for those guys. But I don't know.
It's
maybe
more up and back.
Maybe we can ask Bill about that.
Be a good Friday question.
Yep.
Alejandro writes in. He's from Bogota. Hey, we need to put the franchise tag on Fred. He is the only member that can't leave the show. Any chance Mr.
Lying.
Kurtz is excused from all noon meetings. The show went south the second he left. How bad was it? Well, I had memories of NFL games called by Bryant Gumbel.
Guys are here, obviously Fred Kurtz.
By the way, who will call this upcoming Thursday night game?
Bob Papa, right?
Bob Papa, nice. And he's getting good reviews.
I like Bob Papa.
It's he and Collinsworth, right?
He did a good job last week. Yeah. I didn't watch any of the game last week.
Yeah, people said he really did well. Light years better than Bryant Gumbel was the quote I heard. So,
well,
he's
that
good.
Would be,
he's
that very would be, versatile. That would be pretty easy to do.
Yeah, Bob Papa does a serious show, too. He's pretty good. There's another guy I
boxing
like.
Boxing guy.
He does the Vikings. He's the play-by-play
HBO,
for the Vikings. His name is Paul Allen. I would love to get
Paul
him.
Paul Allen.
Not the guy who owns the Seahawks.
No, not the guy
I was just
going to
say, that's odd.
Paul okay. Allen's good.
You wouldn't think he would need that kind of money.
Right. No, I think Bob Papa's doing his serious show from the hall Thursday and Friday.
Is that right? Ooh.
Presented by Raytheon.
He's now setting up his own bike.
Now can fans go and see him?
I think it's 7 a.m. to 10 a.m., so it would be too early.
Okay. I better get my pick with the Mad Dog
Brian,
tomorrow. That's all I'm saying.
Brian Morey might open it up. You never know.
He's in Cincinnati.
Oh.
Still?
He's never does a show, so I guess.
He's actually interviewing for the GM Bengals job. they need help over there. On to football. This
they
is still
afford them.
This is still Alejandro. After 9 games, do teams have enough material to scheme against Castle? So far, so good. But I think he is due for a bad game or even a bad stretch when he will have to adjust to the opposing adjustments.
Well,
something we've been talking
that
about.
That would be counter-adjusting.
But I think like Paul said about the injuries earlier, until that actually starts happening, I'm going to err on the side of he's progressing every week.
I think
it better not be now.
Competition too.
If he's going to hit a bad stretch, this is the time. I mean, they're playing three, these three straight games are, if he plays subpar games, they're going to probably lose all three of them.
Yeah, can't afford it now.
That would be
this
a tough time for that.
Run.
I mean,
they
you could probably get away with, so-so performances against, Oakland.
Yeah.
Or maybe even Seattle if Hasselbeck is out. I know Hasselbeck is supposed to be coming back soon, if not this week. But I think if you play a bad game against the Jets or Pittsburgh, you're probably going to lose.
Those are probably the two games that scare me the most, Jets and Pittsburgh. And I'm not even too thrilled about Pittsburgh's performance. But defensively, they could come up with something,
Pittsburgh's
defense.
It's a bad matchup for the Patriots.
I think
right
Pittsburgh's
now.
Yes. defense. I think the big reason why the Patriots have had success against Pittsburgh in the past is because Brady just recognizes that blitz and that pressure where it's coming from, and he's just dead solid perfect every time.
Well,
and I don't know if Castle can do that. We haven't seen him have to do it.
Play fake Polamalu to death just like everybody else does. Like Peyton did on Sunday.
We had the burgers from Five Guys or Four Guys and Eric Burgers, and thank you, Chris, for that. But Brian from Baltimore writes in. He says, guys, I'd be careful with those Five Guys burgers. Even though they are awesome and I love them myself, they can be addicting. My girlfriend, who is 26 and in good shape, mind you, would eat Five Guys on occasion and have some serious heartaches from them.
You may have a sit-down with her then, I think.
So, Paul, don't eat too many. I want to make sure I hear your Patriots analysis for years to come, but the rest of you skinny guys, I'm sure, will be fine.
The rest of the skinny guys?
Well, the two of
these
guys.
And Mike.
Wow.
Mike and I.
As for the Pats, I just
guys
like,
can't speak here. It's ridiculous.
What? I'm losing weight.
No, I'm saying they can't speak grammatically correct. I didn't mean like they can't speak as in they have no right to talk.
Right.
Shut up.
As for the Pats, I'd like to say I'm seriously proud of the Pats. It feels good that this team could lose players left and right and guys can step right in.
Correct.
AD is a big loss, but guys will step up like they always do.
No, he's talking about Mike and I.
It's not always perfect, but I know they will find a way to make things work and always compete at a high level. For me, Coach Belichick is the man and is easily Coach of the Year if he keeps it up. A prime example of Belichick's coaching smarts this past Sunday was during the Pats' 9-minute drive at the end of the fourth. With 3 minutes left, they called two quarterback sneaks at the goal line. I believe at that point they actually wanted to get stopped and run the clock.
That's absolutely accurate. He intentionally did not score on those. That's right. Email is right.
I say that because at the 2-minute warning, they showed a shot of Belichick talking to Castle, telling him that was perfect. With all that clock ran down there at the end, there was nothing the Bills could have done, and I loved it. So that's Brian from wherever he's
all
from.
I heard from his
Baltimore
email was
said,
his
right?
girlfriend eating Baltimore. Five Guys and Belichick keeping it up.
Yeah.
That's about it. So I
you hear what you want to hear, Mike.
I do.
Just like it's me and Mike. I was grammatically correct the first time.
What you do is you take away the other one, and if
wrong,
it works,
that's
the right
no.
word.
Mike and I is the subject of the sentence. When I said he was talking about me and Mike.
To the preposition.
Yes. You wouldn't say he was talking about I. You would say he was talking about me.
It takes away the objective case.
There. Exactly.
I think it sounds more conversational.
Well, certainly
it
not.
It flows better.
If you say I, it certainly doesn't sound. I mean, people don't speak
incorrect.
Like that. You would write like that, but you wouldn't speak like that.
I say Mike and I.
Well, you're
grammatically incorrect.
Eric, then.
I know my English language. I know you speak several languages, but I speak this one pretty well.
What would it be in French?
Mike and I went to the store. That's correct.
What would it be in Slovakian?
Right, then Brian, it would be I.
Brian,
I went to the store.
Brian from Baltimore was talking about Mike and me, or me and Mike, not Mike and I.
I don't give a rat's ass anymore, so why don't you just read another email?
I'm just trying to correct you so that you can learn something.
The ugly side of him just came out.
Yeah,
right
he's
there.
Very what? Impatient.
Well, he's sitting in that chair. He's sitting in that chair today.
Some guys kind of thought
he's
that you were wrong.
More patient than a New York cab driver.
Because he's not right.
I think he
no,
is.
No, I am right, Mike.
He is right.
I think it's horse crap.
Yep, we still got it. We should call ESPN. So you think it would be correct to say Brian was talking about Mike and I?
How do you step on my joke like that? That's terrible.
I'm sorry.
That's terrible. That's very poor to me.
I have you saying we could be the next Mike and Mike, and you stepped on it.
Sorry.
Anyway.
You're never hosting again.
Jason and Chiba writes in. He says, the best, worst, and most, etc. since the beginning of the season or the last time I decided to do one of these? Biggest whiner. Whiner, that is. Owens, Terrell, hello, your job is to get open and catch the ball. Best attitude. I know I was slamming him this time last year, but Lane Kiffin, no one has ever made getting run out look so good. Slowest turnaround. Why did my mic just go out? Oh. Huh? Oh, really?
Yeah.
I thought it was Castle. I think it's Castle. Unbelievable that we could still be hearing about stringing him up. Really makes you wonder. I think it's Castle.
It could be either or.
Biggest disappointment.
But we're not hearing about the other one, so it's got to be Castle.
Biggest disappointment, Lomo, a.k.a. Kool-Aid, a.k.a. what the hell ever, a.k.a. DNP. best hire.
A.k.a. DNP.
Warren Sapp for NFL Network. It cuts into walking buffet table, Jamie Duke's time on screen. Always a plus.
Thanks, big guy.
Hey, thanks, big guy.
Best non-hire, Brian Lowe for PFW in Progress. After that commercial he did, I voted him on PFWinProgress.com, but then I tried to listen to the Fantasy Lowdown. I was pooping at the time, and it was still unlistenable. Fred is wise, ladies and gentlemen. Well, he was never up for this job.
Do you still have that B-Low soundbite, Gary?
Best non-rehire, he hate me. You know that guy with the something fat? I don't know.
Mike Parenti?
He hate me.
I'm sorry.
Oh, that's good. That was good, actually.
Worst hire, president, insert name of winner.
Is that grammatically correct, a-hole?
Worst non-hire, sanity in our country. Now he's getting
what
very...
What this guy is going on and on? Just wrap it up,
Well, we'll just keep going.
How long are we going here?
God. Dumbest thing, Wade Phillips on the hot seat. You have to feel bad for a coach with no talent coaching players who have talent but need a talented coach. I think Jerry Jones' face collagen is leaking into his brain. Must be, if you think about it.
Can get that
Wait, he doesn't think
stopple.
Wade Phillips should
I
be on the hot
no
seat?
I have no idea what that meant. I think Wade Phillips might possibly have done the worst coaching job I've seen
absolutely.
In about
I think what he's
years.
Saying is we know we had no talent. So,
I don't think so they know what he's saying.
In other words, he's such a bad coach, it's not his fault that he's a bad coach.
Right.
But he's saying the point of him being on the hot seat is ridiculous, which I disagree with. He should be on the hot seat.
Well, he should be gone, but
he
so
should be
Jerry
gone.
Jones. Best face, the one that Fred makes when he's winded from talking too much. Do I make a special face when I get winded?
How would Jason see that?
Let's see. Anything else worth here?
Those cameras move every once in a while. You never know.
That's true.
Yeah. Okay, so that's about it. So that's Jason and Sheba.
Thanks, Jason.
That was really heartfelt, Mike.
Angry Jason.
John in South Carolina writes in.
Always angry.
Two things. One, has Bill Belichick proven himself a great coach? Not that three Super Bowls in a league domination would be enough. At the start of the season, I remember a couple of announcers saying, now we will see if Bill Belichick is really a great coach. Or do I have to wait to the end of the season to start flaming these sports experts? Insert cheap shot at Eric's expense here.
Yeah, we all thought that was ridiculous, too, at the beginning of the year,
anybody
so we agree with
anybody
you.
That didn't already know he was a great coach.
There was one guy that said that. Who was it?
He'll never, ever put a better coaching job together than he did in 2001.
It was either Schlereth or Merrill
Hodge. Was it Marshall Falk? Did Marshall Falk say that,
too? He might have said it, too.
I think Falk did.
Yeah.
He's saying it out of bitterness, too.
Another bitter guy.
Right, but I'm just saying, I think he was one of the guys who came out. Oh, no, wait a minute. There was an ESPN column. Jeffrey Chahida?
I mean, I have no doubt that those national guys all said stuff.
Who's
like that.
The guy with the funny last name? He wrote that. He definitely wrote that in a column. I can recall that.
But
that's one
he'll never he'll never put a coaching job together to me that will rival what he did in 2001. I mean, that team was not anywhere near as accomplished as this team was beyond the quarterback.
Yeah, it's true.
Nope. Webradio at Patriots.com. TG and NJ, yesterday's show, guys, as BB said, come on. Biggest game of the year so far, and you guys wasted the show arguing about boxing and hating on each other. You're right, Andy. People won't like that show. I don't know. What is a bigger loss, Brady, Maroney, Harrison, Thomas, or Kirsch?
Kirsch.
Please. Doesn't anybody want to talk about football?
Brady. Brady was bigger than you, Fred.
I usually don't want to talk about football either, though. How can the Pats beat the BRETS Thursday night? Won't Lord Favre tear the Pats' poor secondary to shreds? Paul's out of here, just in the middle of an email. He just says, I'm out of here.
He's unbelievable. Skeleton crew continues.
He's got to go to the big show, make his cha-ching. Cha-ching.
There goes Happy, headed to the cash machine.
Paul, you going to talk today? He's had two burgers and a thing of fries, and now he's taking some chips for the road.
Well, I had one burger. There were two stuffed in one bun, though.
No. Two patties in there.
Yeah, if Andy wasn't so selfish.
I could have eaten two.
Very selfish move by Andy Hart.
Anyway, TG's wondering if Brett's going to shred the Patriots secondary. The improved Jets O-line will stop the Pats' depleted running game. Is Castle in the receiving core the answer? Can the Pats throw on the Rat Genie secondary, with the new old man back there? Pats fought the law, and the law won. What's the over-under on Favre TDs and interceptions? Four TDs, two interceptions? I'm trying to understand the matchups
the
in this game. You get the feeling that it will come down to a fluke play or a turnover, perhaps a muff punt, missed field goal, bad call. Oops, I meant iffy.
You know, Eric's Brett Favre face ridiculous. The guy can still play, you know. I know he makes
mistakes, but if they run the football
the way Thomas Jones has run it these last couple of weeks, I don't see why he can't throw on Jason Webster, Delta O'Neal,
I just don't trust him to do it every week. That's all I'm
saying. No, but I mean, in the right situation with the right matchups, this could be a good matchup for him if they run the football.
I think
the way the front three has played the last couple of weeks, they can stop the running game. I mean, they've done a great job. You've got to give a lot of credit to Will Fork, Warren, Seymour, who have single-handedly, without much pressure from the front seven, they stopped a die, and they shut down, who was it last week? I almost forget who was
Marshawn
here. Marshawn Lynch. They held the Bills to nothing, and Fred Jackson. And they held Indianapolis even less than that. So I give them credit for that, but I think to suggest that Favre could not throw in the secondary is just, that's inaccurate. He had a six-touchdown game
possible,
this year.
Mike. I'm just saying I don't think it's going to happen this week.
I don't think he's going to get picked four times either. I know this has been a ball-hawking secondary of late, but I don't see him being that careless to the point where he's just going to wing it into double, triple coverage. Unless it's desperation time, and then you take those picks with a grain of salt. If they're down 21 points in the fourth quarter and he's chucking it, that's a different story. But I tend to think the game's going to be close, and they're going to mix in the run of the pass. So I don't see him having that many opportunities to make dumb mistakes. So, but we'll see.
All right.
I'd throw that out there.
108, we need to take a break. We'll be right back.
What do I love at Qdoba Mexican Grill?
I love this Qdoba Catering.
If you've got a group of folks to feed, Qdoba Catering is totally the way to go.
You've got the hot taco bar.
The hot nacho bar.
The hot naked burrito bar.
Did I mention that they're hot?
I make the phone call and they take care of everything.
People come and they
just help themselves.
They come with everything you'd need to feed a group of hungry people.
Marinated grilled chicken and beef.
Three kinds of salsa.
Fresh lettuce.
Guacamole.
Cookies and
brownies.
Homemade tortilla chips.
Everything.
But we get Qdoba Catering for all kinds of different occasions.
Tailgate parties.
Soccer games.
Birthday parties.
Baby shower. For my son's graduation party. It's perfect for office meetings.
You open the door to the conference room, you get the smell of Qdoba.
Hot bars are totally unique.
It's incredible. People love it. It's fresh.
Affordable.
That's the easy way to plan a party.
That's what I love about Qdoba Mexican Grill.
That's what I love about Qdoba Catering.
Have a group to feed? Order a hot taco, nacho, or naked burrito bar from Qdoba Catering and give them food they'll never forget. What are you going to love at Qdoba?
Big games mean big parties. Feed 20 or more of your friends with a Qdoba hot taco, nacho, or naked burrito bar from Qdoba Catering. It's fast, fresh, and budget-friendly. Now with 16 Massachusetts locations, opening September at Patriot Place in Kenmore Square. Full menu available at Qdoba.com. Patriot Place in Foxborough is the ultimate shopping, dining, and entertainment destination in New England. What's your Patriot Place experience?
We took the kids to a movie at Showcase Cinema Deluxe and finally went to Red Robin. The burgers were amazing. It was so much fun. Everyone loved it.
We had girls' night out at Patriot Place last weekend. A little shopping, dinner at Davio's. It's just like the one in Boston. And we had drinks at the cutest little wine bar called Tastings.
Experience Patriot Place. A once-in-a-lifetime experience every day.
Honestly, I'm here about once a week. I always find great deals at Christmas Tree Shop and Old Navy. And the shoes at Off-Broadway are unbelievable.
Patriot Place is located next to Gillette Stadium in Foxborough with convenient and free parking.
Bass Pro Shop and Eastern Mountain Sports have everything I need for my camping and hiking trips. And we love CBS Scene Restaurant. They've got about a million TVs, and their outdoor deck looks right into Gillette Stadium. It's so cool.
Log on to patriot-place.com for more information. Patriot Place. Everyone wins. Well, it's that time of year again where Sunday means you're doing something football. Whether it's tailgating in the parking lot, throwing the pigskin around, or just hanging in and watching the game on the tube, it's all about football. And when you're not watching football or playing football, well, I think we both know you're thinking football. And all that can make you a little hungry. That's why there's the tasty snack wrap from McDonald's. Snack wraps now come in your choice of three flavors. New Chipotle barbecue, honey mustard, and ranch. And they're available with grilled or crispy chicken. Delicious and easy to eat. It's the perfect game time snack. So grab one today. And when you do, if you're looking at that chicken select and it kind of reminds you of a quarterback in the middle of the pocket, except now he's surrounded by cheddar jack cheese, ranch sauce, and lettuce, well, maybe you're thinking just a little too much about football. McDonald's. I'm loving it.
When you've got a lineman-sized hunger and want the awesome, authentic taste of Gillette Stadium at your tailgate or right at home, tackle that appetite with Patriots Gridiron Grillers. Try Sack Attack sausages, First Down Franks, or Patriots brats in a wide variety of flavors at home, at the stadium, or at the game. And get your crowd cheering for Gridiron Grillers. They're great on the grill. Gridiron Grillers are all you'll need for the perfect tailgate or home barbecue. Check out all of the Patriots Gridiron Grillers. Mild and hot Sack Attack sausages, Patriots cheese brats and beer brats, First Down Franks, and more. Patriots Gridiron Grillers go great on the grill. Gridiron Grillers are available at Big Y, DeMoulas Market Basket, Hannaford, Johnny's Foodmaster, Roach Brothers Sudbury Farm, Shaw's, and Stop and Shop, and distributed by Agar, Associated Grocers of Maine, and Associate Grocers of New England, and CNS Wholesale. Patriots Gridiron Grillers, when you just can't wait for Sunday.
Patriot Place in Foxborough is the ultimate shopping, dining, and entertainment destination in New England. What's your Patriot Place experience?
We took the kids to a movie at Showcase Cinema Deluxe and finally went to Red Robin. The burgers were amazing. It was so much fun. Everyone loved it.
We had girls' night out at Patriot Place last weekend. A little shopping, dinner at Davio's. It's just like the one in Boston. And we had drinks at the cutest little wine bar called Tastings.
Experience Patriot Place. A once-in-a-lifetime experience every day.
Honestly, I'm here about once a week. I always find great deals at Christmas Tree Shop and Old Navy. And the shoes at Off-Broadway are unbelievable.
Patriot Place is located next to Gillette Stadium in Foxborough with convenient and free parking.
Bass Pro Shop and Eastern Mountain Sports have everything I need for my camping and hiking trips. And we love CBS Scene Restaurant. They've got about a million TVs. And their outdoor deck looks right into Gillette Stadium. It's so cool.
Log on to patriot-place.com for more information. Patriot Place. Everyone wins. And now, a blog reading from Dan Twogender. Twogender.
August 13, 2008. Shameless. Absolutely shameless. Patriots Today's own Brian Lowe just autographed a paper plate for a young fan in attendance. Honestly, couldn't he wait until some real celebrity showed up? Update. Now he's got two more autograph seekers just outside the media tent. You can't make this stuff up. You just can't.
For other blogs on your favorite team, log on to Patriots.com. They're on there somewhere.
All right, back here at PFW Progress. 508-543-7482 is the
just
phone
can't.
Number. Web radio at Patriots. Yeah, web radio at Patriots.
Web radio. Hunting Wabbit. Wabbit season.
Web radio at Patriots.com is the phone number.
No, Red Fund over here.
I'm losing it.
It's all right.
I don't know. Something in
it's
those
a short
burgers.
Week, Fred. That's what it is.
They put tryptophan in those burgers.
Tryptophan in the burgers? Huh?
Yeah.
Whatever they put in there, it tastes good. So just keep putting in that tryptophan.
Tell you,
pump it in my veins.
Five Guys Burgers, open at Patriot Place. Come on down.
Presented by Raytheon.
Come on down. William Berry says, Eric, now that you've done the I versus me, could you explain who versus whom?
Who is the subject, whom is used in other circumstances.
Right. That's
so if you say, like, this is, I'm trying to give you an example. Mike is a guy who gets angry. Who gets. Okay, so who would be the subject? Mike is the person of whom I'm talking right now.
Right.
There's the difference.
I think William was just joking, but you.
That's okay. I did it anyway.
Matt in Connecticut is whom is on the phone.
Matt from Connecticut, how you doing?
Yeah, I'm doing good.
Good.
What's going on?
What's up?
Is Fred there?
I'm here.
Fred's here.
Oh, hey, Fred. I came to this realization yesterday. You're more valuable to this show than Tom Brady is valuable to this show.
Relax.
You're probably right. The show did go down the crapper.
It wasn't that bad.
Nobody steps up.
It was not that bad.
And,
you didn't lead, Eric.
I thought I brought a little anger in the second hour, but apparently not enough.
Well, you came in yelling about how you needed to do a practice report, and you had nothing to offer.
Because you guys don't let me do the report when I get in.
Because you had nothing to offer.
You didn't know that.
Yeah, but you didn't
know that,
so
I said it. Well, I think I needed to yell.
It was the principal, right?
Exactly. It's the principal.
Anyway, Matt, what else?
By the way, Fred, that's what you missed yesterday.
Yeah.
So, Tom Brady was back at the facility yesterday?
He's been here for a couple days now. Yep.
Did you guys know about that?
I know about it. So I read it in Reese's Pieces.
Yeah, I mean, he's been pretty stealth. It's not like he's walking around. And, I don't know when he's coming in. Maybe
come
early
on down
morning,
to Tom Brady's Falafel City.
He's not here when most of the guys are here.
Because Eric was yesterday was bragging about his detective work, about able to figure out some of these nuggets. Like, he's bragging about he was able to figure out who was on the practice squad player of the week. So I was wondering.
What?
What? He missed that little nugget.
What the hell are you talking about?
The black jerseys he's talking about. You saw Antoine Spann's black
jersey. Oh, yeah.
Well, I think what happened was Mike Reese saw the hat and the knee brace on his chair, and then I think Mikey went around and just asked random guys after all the media crowds had dispersed and said, hey, you know, is Tom here? What's going on? And guys gave him some good answers, and he ran with it. He's the first one to have it. Nobody else had that yesterday because a lot of papers are picking it up, and I noticed the AP picked it up with no attribution whatsoever, by the way. I was a little bit ticked off about that. It just said Tom Brady's back at the facility.
Are you sure he's the No.
No, I think he was the first guy to have it.
The gossip columns had it because they had him at the Liberty Hotel.
Well, I'm talking about the quotes, though, from the players.
Oh, yeah. But
he's the first to have those quotes.
The gossip column had it a few days ago because they saw him at the
Liberty
Hotel.
Yeah, they saw him at the hotel, but they didn't have anything in the gossip column about him being at the facility rehabbing.
But they had him back
just
in town.
Just that he's here.
They had him back in town even before that because they saw him. He was spotted walking the dog.
Right.
Come on down to Tom Brady's Falafel City.
Brady's had something
been in town.
Nobody else had yet.
But the fact that he actually came back to the facility and was working out was kind of new.
That was in the Globe first. That was on their blog in the afternoon, and everybody else picked it up today.
Like Mike said, a bunch of us saw that there was activity in his locker that showed that something was about.
About a month ago, we saw a pair of jeans and like some sneakers, and then some assistant came out, grabbed them, went into the trainer's room.
You're right.
This is before the San Fran trip, before he had the surgery. So you can tell sometimes when a guy is around.
And our friend Mike Reese was ambitious enough to go, like you said, probably went around and just said to guys, hey, I noticed there's something going on here. Is he around? And, you know, good for him.
He didn't ask while the rest of the crowds were around, obviously.
Right.
Which is smart, because then everybody else would have had it.
Right.
It would have been one big gangbang again, like it always is on those days.
Okay. Does that answer your question, Matt?
Yeah. I'm actually really nervous about tomorrow. I don't think I'm going to get the game here in Albany because of I guess Albany's not considered a football market. So
what?
I'm not going to get the game.
NFL
Network. You don't get any games?
It's NFL Network.
Yeah, it's NFL Network,
we
too.
We get usually the Jets, and I sometimes get the Patriots. I've actually been able to see every Patriot game except the first game of the season.
Well, it's the only game
on,
though.
The only way you would get this game other than if you were in the market, like if you were. Oh, I see. They don't consider Albany a Jets market.
Yeah, they just like give us some games, and it's usually Jets, Giants, or Bills.
But it's NFL Network that's carrying it, and it's the only.
Well, if you don't
it's the only
NFL,
game on. So
even,
if you
like
have
if
NFL
I lived
Network,
in Boston, I don't have NFL Network.
Oh, they would push
would
it on the local station
because
I see,
you
yeah,
have
yeah.
to put it.
Yeah.
On
oh, you don't have
station.
NFL Network in general,
I
Matt.
I got you. I see what you're saying.
Yeah, we don't have NFL Network.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Usually, you get it if you're in the football market.
Right.
I guess Albany's not considered a football market.
That's.
Wouldn't that would be like Buffalo's
makes
market,
no sense.
It?
Yeah, I mean, it's New York and there's three
local
teams
team in Albany. Who do they consider your local team? Is it Buffalo?
Giants.
It's Giants and Jets.
Not Buffalo?
It can't be both, right?
No, Buffalo's far out west. That's not near Albany.
But it's upstate.
That's not the same. Upstate is different than out west. Western New York.
I get the Jets and the Patriots and the Giants.
They get you both.
See?
Okay.
He gets them all. So Albany is only about 2 hours from Providence.
I'm surprised then that they're not giving you the Jets game on local TV.
And no sports bars nearby that have a dish or anything?
I guess I'll find a way to watch
it. I think you're stuck at a bar for the night.
I thought you were from Connecticut, Matt.
I am from Connecticut. I go to Siena College, like you told the world a couple weeks ago.
Fred has a short-term memory problem.
And a short attention span, too. Yeah.
Why? Are you not proud of Siena?
I'm fine with Siena.
So why didn't you want me to say? You should be proud of your school.
I don't know. Maybe, I don't know. Somebody might come chase me down. There's a lot of angry Jet fans here.
Matt, are you the guy with the roommate who emailed us?
The what?
Do you have the roommate in college that emailed us?
Yeah. That was him.
If anyone screws with you, well, I'm going to send over Matt Cox. We'll take care of him.
Okay.
I will tell you, Matt, I did apply for a job at the Albany Times Union covering Siena basketball about a year ago.
Yeah, they sponsor our stadium.
It's too bad you didn't get that job, Mike.
Oh, it's real funny, Eric. It's too bad you didn't sell a painting. You wouldn't be here either.
Wow.
All right, guys, I got to go to class.
Okay.
Class, what?
Done enough of this.
All right, that's Matt from Siena College.
Kid's got his priorities straight. Good for him.
Todd, Nova Scotia says, I just watched the movie. Eric, that crazy uncle of yours looks like a real artist. Does he make a living at it? He does nude women. Have you ever thought about trying that?
I don't think Eric's ever done a nude woman.
At the first of the year.
It's on now, pal.
It is. Like Donkey
Mr.
Kong.
Mr. Grammer,
right?
Let's bring it on.
Sure. Well, I schooled you in once. I can school you again. I don't care.
Wow. School me in nothing.
I'll school you.
I don't get schooled.
Schooled earlier.
At the first of the year, I would have said that three players we could afford to lose Brady Thomas, Wolfork. That's two out of three. I think he meant that we couldn't afford to lose Brady Thomas and Wolfork. That's two out of three. What would you guys have thought?
The three guys they couldn't lose if I had to pick three?
Beginning of the season.
Brady obviously would be one.
Yep. Randy Moss?
Wolfork, I think, is up there because
I think Wolfork's up there.
His unique position as a nose tackle and being so big and filling up that space.
Yeah. I would put Randy Moss in there, too, because, you know, you look at the receiver depth going in, and really it was Welker and Moss. We didn't know about the rest because Chad Jackson and all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You lose Moss, and now what do you got? Now Welker becomes less effective because you're not...
There's no threat.
Yeah, exactly.
You can make a case for Hobbs just because they have nobody
else. Yeah, because they didn't have depth there.
They had just lost Samuel in free agency. If Hobbs had gone down to camp with a torn ACL, that could have been a disaster, too. But, yeah, that's a good question.
Yeah.
I think Wolfork definitely would be, like, number two just because of his role as the nose tackle in a 3-4. Those guys are hard to replace. There aren't many guys like Wolfork.
Yep.
We're seeing two of them this weekend, this week, rather.
Hey, this is Vince Wilford.
Thank you.
Right. Hey, Vince.
Steve from Winchester checks in. He says, great series of shows recently.
Wow.
PFW
yesterday,
team
too?
At its
it
best.
Wasn't that bad.
The breakdowns have been terrific, he says. Wow. No 5 points with Perillo this week, though. Patriots today.
Why not?
I don't know. The early week or something, they said they didn't have time to do 5 points with Perillo.
There's always time.
So he won't be on Patriots today.
Wow.
But
all right.
After this show, you can tune into EEI online and listen to the dulcet tones of Paul Perillo on The Big Show.
Presented by Raytheon.
Right.
Now you're just using it for everything.
It's a good excuse.
I want to call out, this is still Steven, a specific play from the Bills game that I think highlights the progress of Matt Castle in the offense. It was in the third quarter. Matt Castle was running very hard to his right. The defense was chasing him. There was nothing open in front of him. Castle was able to read Gaffney crossing the field to his left and threw a pass across his body that led Gaffney for a decent 7 to 8 yard completion. A month ago, that would have been a tuck and run for no gain and possibly a big hit. Instead, Castle, A, found a secondary receiver, and B, made a very difficult throw as he was racing to the right to a receiver racing to the left. Just a small play in the game, but a very impressive development.
I think Steve is 100% right.
The same thing.
Yeah,
we noticed it, but I think difficult could also be read ill-advised because he was lucky. I think he made that pass and completed it. I think most times you kind of hold your breath when you see that pass thrown because more often than not it gets picked.
Yeah, it wasn't across.
Well, if you lead the receiver to the outside, it doesn't.
Yeah,
that's what he did.
He did a good job. But
I think he had a pretty good lane for that. It wasn't really that much across his body as you would see some of those. Pick up, you know,
Favre has done worse across his body.
I think he was under control. I think he saw an opening. It was a clear lane. I loved it. And I think we all said when it happened, that was an athletic play.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that was a.
Not a throw he would have made about 4 or 5 weeks ago, I don't think. So. Or even a receiver he would have saw. Because he always seemed to be locked in at one point earlier in the season and only on one side of the field. But this time he looked across and actually saw somebody. I think that's a big step. I agree with that. It's a good email.
The email, what's that? Oh, no. Whenever Gary holds up a piece of paper.
You get nervous, kind of, huh? A little jittery. Yeah.
It's would have seen, by the way, Mike, not would have saw.
Nice. Oh. Nice, Eric.
You
like
got me
this.
On that one. I'll give you that.
I like this.
Okay.
The grammar police.
All right. We'll see.
WebRadioPages.com.
We'll saw.
Montreal Mike in Florida says, since I started listening to the show, I often wondered which one of you guys it would want to down a brewski with. The last show confirmed my belief. Fred, you are definitely the straw that stirs the drink.
Paul wants to down a brewski.
Not only do you always read my email, but I agree with political views as well. The only flow to the show really that day was you. Paul drowning in his self-esteem. Fred, you rock. Was Paul having a hard day that
yesterday?
Yeah. Yesterday?
Yeah.
I was only here for an hour.
Was he mad because everyone was picking on him again?
No, he wasn't mad.
No? Because you know how he gets sometimes.
Yeah, well, yes,
he gets
we
a
know.
Little bit wishy-washy. Pissy? I know. Pissy.
You know what time it is.
Crap on Paul time.
Brett Favre is probably done next year. Do you guys think Castle might get picked up by the Jets, another Mangini snag a Pat deal?
Wouldn't shock me at all,
especially if they throw him a lot of money.
It seems almost like a logical move.
That would be something, huh?
Yeah.
That would really add another notch to the belt in this rivalry, huh? Gary, as if we haven't had enough already.
I just thought of something. You know, because I get into work at like 7:15 this morning. I get this voicemail from Andy. I should have forwarded it to you so that we could play.
Do you still have it?
I don't think. I think I deleted it. From now on, though, because his voicemails are Fred. Yeah, I'm not coming in today. You know. Kid's sick. It's going through the family, so I figure if I'm going to be there today, I better get to, you know, going to be there tomorrow. I better stay home today.
But you deleted it?
Oh,
yeah.
Oh,
I think I did. I'll check it when I get back up there.
We could really use that.
That's why I'm the producer and you're the talent, Fred.
Yeah, I didn't think of that because I could just forward
it.
And you would have it.
Exactly.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes, Fred.
Yes, Fred. What else we got?
Oh, we got a lot of emails here.
I noticed Emily wrote in the other day saying she was glad that. We liked her cookies.
You liked her cookies?
Yeah.
I don't know if you mentioned that.
Well, I wasn't here yesterday. Remember, you guys were doing the show.
You were here for part of it.
I didn't see the email while I was here.
Oh, you didn't see Emily's cookies? What? Did you see the cookies she sent?
She had chocolate chip cookies. They were delicious.
I had some of her cookies, yeah.
You're such a Steve writes in, have you guys already talked about Roosevelt Colvin?
Yes.
No. Not today.
Not today?
Not today.
I think that my opinion is the same on Colvin as it was yesterday. Not much has changed.
Yeah.
He's a one down player. Third down pass rusher.
Chris writes in, he's got a couple emails and he's pretty much wrong in everything he says. He says Ty Law is old, why not go after D'Angelo Hall? He's young and would fit perfectly in Bill's defense, and why also not play Bo Root? Well, first of all, D'Angelo Hall has been picked up. Root is on IR.
Is this an old email? When did he write this?
September 9th.
Today.
Really?
Yeah.
He asked why they don't play Bo Wood.
And then finally he says he says the Dolphins loss is a fluke because no one had seen the Wildcat offense before the New England game, but as the games went on, the defense has caught on.
Everybody's seeing it and they're now 5-4.
Yeah, but also they scored another touchdown off it last week.
Right.
And
they scored on a flea flicker.
Yeah.
They use a variation of the Wildcat. They had Ronnie Brown hand off to Ricky Williams. They added another wrinkle to it.
No, that's always been one of the options.
That was
one
of the options. They ran it against New England, actually.
No, it's a different play. The way it was written was that this was more of a unique play, a first-time sort of thing. Where not just the guy who gets the ball runs with it, but this time he took the ball.
It's an option play.
But then he handed off directly to Williams.
They did that against New England. He handed off to Ricky Williams once against New England.
I don't remember that.
It didn't gain a lot.
There was once where he handed off. There were a couple where he ran it.
Right, and then
he
threw the one. Right.
That's the whole idea of it. It's an option play.
Triple option play.
Yeah,
right.
That's why you need that second back there so that you keep the lineman frozen and the linebackers frozen because he could give it to that guy.
Right.
Maybe I'm thinking of a different play because I read somewhere where they had run a different play out of the Wildcat in that Seattle game that they had run any time this year.
Somebody ran
I think you might have read that, but I think whoever wrote it was wrong.
So I wrote it was wrong.
Because they ran
and
it.
And apparently I don't
remember
him handing off to Williams in the wild. I just remember every time that Brown took the snap that he did – he did something with the ball himself other than the time
he threw
the
touchdown. He would fake it to Williams every time, and then usually he would keep it and run.
That's but what I'm saying. I don't remember him handing it to
Williams. He did it once, and it didn't really gain much. New England stuffed it for the most part.
Are you sure that wasn't the play where Williams took the direct snap? Or did Brown take the direct snap and hand to Williams?
I'm pretty sure
I know the player you're talking about. See, I didn't realize. I thought Williams took that. Yeah. So that's where I'm mistaken.
Whoever used it on Sunday, somebody else used a Wildcat, and they had the two, backs there, direct snap, and it was an inside handoff to the
Pro
other
Cock.
Bat, so.
Yes, the ad is on TV.
It gets me every time.
Webradio at Patriots.com.
You get a cock shaver.
Is the email address webradio at Patriots.com.
Yes, because you do need to shave it every once in a while, as Fred knows.
Mike
you still doing
no
the back
regard
thing?
For anybody who's talking.
Fred's getting upset. It's that chair, Fred.
Yeah.
He moved,
chair.
And he can't shut up,
yeah.
Just like the other idiot who sits in that chair all the time.
That's true.
Speak for yourself.
Saying he's not an idiot?
I don't know what I'm saying. I'm just speaking to hear my voice. That's what I do here.
Phil from Nova Scotia.
The care package guy.
Nice care package the other day. I've got the jam in front of me. Mm-hmm. The coffee's at home. Gary took all the beer.
Of course, Gary took.
No, he didn't take it all. He's offered.
Who's got the DVD? Did anyone watch the DVD yet?
What was the DVD?
It's a Nova Scotian show. It's very hot there.
It's like Nova Scotian porn or something, or
no?
I hope not. Based on the title,
Three Men and a Salmon.
Oh, okay. No,
it was something like that.
Is it me, I, or is it me, wish Five Guys had been open on Sunday when I was there?
It did open
Sunday.
It
was open on Sunday.
Yeah, it was.
It was.
I had my maybe they decided not to, because he said I had my greasy nose pressed up against the glass window, drooling, and they kept shooing me away.
Oh, it sucks.
That's funny, because we got the press release on Sunday saying Five Guys is now open day.
What time? Did he go 6 a.m.? I mean, what time did he go?
Well, I don't know.
And we announced it last week.
We
couldn't have gone that early because the lot's only open 4 hours
I was around Patriot Place Saturday, and they were doing training in there. It wasn't open.
Uh-huh.
And they had a sign that says, we'll be open tomorrow.
Right.
And I was thinking, that's a crazy day to do your first opening.
That is tough.
When you got 68,000 people.
And they figured they wanted to, do a bang-up business
but
on
maybe
the first day.
What I'm saying is maybe they thought twice about that.
They shouldn't have sent a release out about it.
I think, didn't people say they ate there on Sunday, though? In our
I thought
department,
so. I thought
PR
so.
Guys, did the PR guys eat there on Sunday?
Yeah,
maybe they opened later.
Yeah.
Maybe they opened after the game.
Fries are good.
Everything was good.
Everything was delicious.
Crispy.
Anyway, Phil's question. I saw only two other Mayo jerseys at the game besides mine on Sunday, and one of them was a Pats number 66. Was this his temporary number in training camp?
No.
Also, I was really surprised that I didn't see a lot more 51s. Has he not caught on with fans yet?
It's that Rodney Mayo jersey that Fred's talking about.
Does Flanders have any Mayo jerseys in the pro shop?
I would assume so. I haven't been in the new pro shop.
Isn't Lonnie Paxson 66?
Yeah.
Maybe, a lot of times people customize these, so it could have been a customized jersey.
Why would you customize the name with the wrong number?
Mayo is not an uncommon name.
Yeah, maybe it's somebody named Mayo whose favorite number is 66.
You know what? I got to go on a rant for a second.
Okay.
I'm not big on wearing jerseys in the first place. When you wear one with your own last name on the back, you should be clubbed in the head. Sorry.
Wow.
I hate it.
Okay.
Did he say it was a Patriots jersey with a man?
I assume it was.
Not a big fan of that at all.
Because if it was like some other jersey, maybe it was a high
school
jersey.
Would you wear like a Scalavino number one jersey? You probably would. I'm asking the wrong
six
person.
Six was my number, not one.
So, but hey, by the way, speaking of the pro shop, 20%
pro
off
shop.
This week only.
Oh, yeah?
Online pro shop. Go now.
Oh, wait a minute.
Buy
it. Does that include our 30% off employee discount?
I don't know, but it's 20% off this week in the
50.
Pro shop.
That'd be half off.
And discounted shipping.
And discounted shipping, flat $5 flat fee.
By the way, everybody that in my family, whether you like the Patriots or not, that's what you're getting for Christmas. You are getting Patriots gear. That's all I can afford.
So, head on over to the online pro
and
shop.
And because of the quality of the merchandise.
But can we find out from Flanders
right,
if he has Rodney
it.
Mayo?
Rodney Mayo jersey.
Gerard Mayo.
Gerard Mayo jersey.
He reached the desk of Ken
He's
Flanders.
Not there.
He's
Gillette
never
Page.
There.
He
He's
doesn't
never
answer his
there.
Phone.
What is he doing all day?
I don't know. The only time I see him is when he's holding court in Paul's office. He's like Floyd the Barber in there.
Freddie, he lives in my town, and I've never seen
Paul.
Him.
Oh, Paul. He lives in your town? Does he come to your house and just sit there and talk to you?
Never seen him.
No? Oh, man. Get off the road when he's driving.
Oh,
let's see.
Oh, come on.
What? He's like Mr. Magoo.
You're awful.
you are awful.
All right. Paul.
We need cameras in here.
Paul writes in. He says, hello.
Perillo?
Paul from London.
Oh.
Hey, hello, cork soakers. I'd like to thank Fred for the most entertaining 30 seconds of radio in a long time yesterday. The loudest burp of all time.
Oh my God,
followed by
awful.
The insulting of a douchebag security guy for daring to walk into the sacred PFW studio.
Did you record that? I want to hear what you said.
Well, we have it somewhere.
All I said was, sir, we're on the radio. That's all.
I heard you chewed him out, though.
He said
he said it loudly because we all had our headphones on, and this guy was shouting something
you
at
were
us.
A cork soaker on that one, Freddie.
The guy was trying to hold a conversation with us, and Fred was like, hey, we're on the radio.
We don't have like a red light outside the door.
He had headphones on, and he's yelling at us.
There needs to be a red light outside the door. It says on air, that red light.
True, we don't have one of those.
Yeah, we need an on air.
Or just don't enter doors that you have no business entering.
Well, that's true, too.
That helped, too.
Can you get us an on air light? I'd like to have
it. It's our fault. We should have locked that door.
Yeah. Not hot air, on air.
Either
one. Writing it down.
Either one would work.
Also, some people on the forums have been asking what hours PFW in Progress and the other two shows, Playbook Fantasy Lowdown, will be on this week due to the short week. Same time.
We are having a show tomorrow, right?
No.
Yeah, we have a show tomorrow.
We do, but not the other two.
Just PFW tomorrow.
Oh, just PFW tomorrow.
Yes.
So how will people really get their
Lowdown fix?
I don't know if they can survive without that.
I don't know if he's doing it.
He'll be vlogging throughout the game.
He'll be blogging. That's too late. Oh, that's true. I guess he can.
He's setting the scene. Like
yeah,
Mike
they
Reese
can blog
does.
Before the game.
Yeah.
And
nice. Thanks, Gary.
Fred, look over your shoulder.
On air. A piece of paper with taped to the glass is not what I was
telling us
for.
That we're on air doesn't
Thanks,
really help.
Thanks. We didn't realize that.
Yeah.
Now I can't swear.
I can stick it to the door if you want.
Yes.
Yes.
That would be better.
Let's see. Paul also says, and Solomon Wilcots is a friend of the Pages now. He put us fifth in the power rankings for this week. And Fred, Todd from Nova Scotia is after you in the website Picks League. He is only two behind you now, and I am pulling out a lead on my namesake Perillo in the Battle of the Pauls.
I got smoked in fantasy football this week. My 7-game win streak has been snapped.
Okay. Oh, what league is this? Where do you play?
The New Guys League. The PFW in Progress League.
Oh.
By our friend James Cuff.
Does a bang-up job with all that.
Fantastic.
He's a good guy.
And Paul in London is helping him out a lot on that since James was
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the website hasn't been updated lately, but that's okay. It's still got Eric with his hands on his head, Stella.
Yeah, there's an old show on there. So.
Webradio at pages.com, 508-543-7482.
Oblivious.
TG and Joyzy says that he can't listen live today, but he wants to know what they're going to do with the Dallas Thomas roster spot. What about running back, defensive back, linebacker, who, what, when? Any clues?
I would say add another linebacker.
We don't have any, but we're all speculating as to why they haven't put him on IR yet or if he will go on IR.
What's the term that Bill used before? A combination of roster forces. Let's call it that.
Roster forces?
He did say that once, didn't he, Eric?
I think so.
I forget what it was in reference to, but he said a combination of roster forces or combination of forces. I don't know what it was.
Something
obviously
it's
an irrelevant
like
topic, so I'm just going to stop now.
Okay. Phil from Nova Scotia tells us that he was there Sunday between 10:30 and 11.
That might have been a little too early.
Yeah.
You should be able to get a burger at 11 o'clock.
You should, but
I believe they open at 11.
Oof.
Yeah.
He probably left at 10:59 and said, screw this. Yeah. He was 1 minute away.
Right. Because they did open on Sunday.
Yeah, they were open.
So just probably got there a little too early.
They do a bang-up job.
It was really good.
It's worth it.
Yeah. I think we found a winner.
Yeah.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Unanimous.
I wonder if upstairs is getting burgers there from there today.
You want another burger, don't you?
No.
Maybe we'll go Friday after the game.
You want a piggyback?
Friday would be a good day.
Oh, I don't know how many of those I can eat in a week.
Yeah, that's
You just got to have one each time. Don't get three or four like some people in the studio might do.
Paul?
I'm not naming names, but you know who I'm talking about.
I don't.
No, you'd be sitting in a chair
Paul,
if somebody.
You know how mind. Paul just drinks to get drunk? He just eats to get fat.
Maybe I just drink to get drunk.
All right, let's take a break. We'll be right back.
What do I love at Qdoba Mexican Grill?
I love this Qdoba Catering.
If you've got a group of folks to feed, Qdoba Catering is totally the way to go.
You've got the hot taco bar.
The hot nacho bar.
The hot naked burrito bar.
Did I mention that they're hot?
I make the phone call, and they take care of everything.
People come and they
just help themselves.
They come with everything you'd need to feed a group of hungry people.
Marinated grilled chicken and beef.
Three kinds of salsa.
Fresh lettuce.
Guacamole.
Cookies and
brownies.
Homemade tortilla chips.
Everything.
Oh, we get Qdoba Catering for all kinds of different occasions.
Tailgate parties.
Soccer games.
Birthday
birthday parties.
Baby shower.
For my son's graduation party.
It's perfect for office meetings.
You open the door to the conference room, you get the smell of Qdoba.
Hot bars are totally unique.
It's incredible. People love it. It's fresh.
Affordable.
That's the easy way to plan a party.
That's what I love about Qdoba Mexican Grill.
That's what I love about Qdoba Catering.
Have a group to feed? Order a hot taco, nacho, or naked burrito bar from Qdoba Catering and give them food they'll never forget. What are you going to love at Qdoba?
Big games mean big parties. Feed 20 or more of your friends with a Qdoba hot taco, nacho, or naked burrito bar from Qdoba Catering. It's fast, fresh, and budget-friendly. Now with 16 Massachusetts locations, opening September at Patriot Place in Kenmore Square. Full menu available at Qdoba.com. Patriot Place in Foxborough is the ultimate shopping, dining, and entertainment destination in New England. What's your Patriot Place experience?
We took the kids to a movie at Showcase Cinema Deluxe and finally went to Red Robin. The burgers were amazing. It was so much fun. Everyone loved it.
We had girls' night out at Patriot Place last weekend. A little shopping, dinner at Davio's. It's just like the one in Boston. And we had drinks at the cutest little wine bar called Tastings.
Experience Patriot Place. A once-in-a-lifetime experience every day.
Honestly, I'm here about once a week. I always find great deals at Christmas Tree Shop and Old Navy. And the shoes at Off-Broadway are unbelievable.
Patriot Place is located next to Gillette Stadium in Foxborough with convenient and free parking.
Bass Pro Shop and Eastern Mountain Sports have everything I need for my camping and hiking trips. And we love CBS Scene Restaurant. They've kind of got a million TVs. And their outdoor deck looks right into Gillette Stadium. It's so cool.
Log on to patriot-place.com for more information. Patriot Place. Everyone wins. Well, it's that time of year again where Sunday means you're doing something football. Whether it's tailgating in the parking lot, throwing the pigskin around, or just hanging in and watching the game on the tube, it's all about football. And when you're not watching football or playing football, well, I think we both know you're thinking football. And all that can make you a little hungry. That's why there's the tasty snack wrap from McDonald's. Snack wraps now come in your choice of three flavors. New Chipotle barbecue, honey mustard, and ranch. And they're available with grilled or crispy chicken. Delicious and easy to eat. It's the perfect game time snack. So grab one today. And when you do, if you're looking at that chicken select and it kind of reminds you of a quarterback in the middle of the pocket, except now he's surrounded by cheddar jack cheese, ranch sauce, and lettuce, well, maybe you're thinking just a little too much about football. McDonald's. I'm loving it.
When you've got a lineman-size hunger and want the awesome, authentic taste of Gillette Stadium at your tailgate or right at home, tackle that appetite with Patriots Gridiron Grillers. Try Sack Attack sausages, First Down Franks, or Patriots brats in a wide variety of flavors at home, at the stadium, or at the game. And get your crowd cheering for Gridiron Grillers. They're great on the grill. Gridiron Grillers are all you'll need for the perfect tailgate or home barbecue. Check out all of the Patriots Gridiron Grillers. Mild and hot Sack Attack sausages, Patriots cheese brats and beer brats, First Down Franks and more. Patriots Gridiron Grillers go great on the grill. Gridiron Grillers are available at Big Y, Demoulas Market Basket, Hannaford, Johnny's Foodmaster, Roach Brothers Sudbury Farm, Shaw's, and Stop and Shop, and distributed by Agar, Associated Grocers of Maine, and Associate Grocers of New England, and CNS Wholesale. Patriots Gridiron Grillers, when you just can't wait for Sunday.
And now, great moments in PFW in progress history.
So it's 1:45, so Eric, we do need to get your fact of the day.
My favorite class in high school, acting.
Acting?
Acting, my senior year.
They had a class in your high school for acting?
St. Paul's, they have a class for everything, Fred. The most elite prep school in the country.
Who has gone to St. Paul's that made it elite?
Pompous jerks. John Kerry, Hobie Baker, Judd Nelson from Breakfast Club.
Strippers ESPN. Adds that Don Sweeney.
That's right.
And Ephraim Zimbalist Jr.
Who the f-
That's another great moment from PFW in Progress.
All right, back here in PFW in Progress. Hey, I just thought of something. Paul is left to go to the big show.
As usual.
Which starts on the EI at
Hollywood
2 o'clock.
Paul. Mm-hmm.
Why? We should get all our listeners today to start calling into that show and treating Paul like he was on this show.
We're out of here, Andy.
You know, like Paul.
Bad jokes, drunk jokes.
Yeah, Paul, I heard you were in the BU Hall of Fame. You know, what is that, the Hall of Fame of Miller Lite? You know, things. All
yeah,
that.
Somebody call in and tell them you were at the San Diego trip and you saw him drunk in the hotel bar.
He would absolutely.
Just piss him off.
What is it?
You know the number, Fred.
No, it's 0850, but what is the first three digits?
You couldn't remember our number, but you remember that
just
number.
Just give us the
What's the damn number?
It's something 0850, right?
617-779-0850.
779-0850. 617-779-0850.
He would and be beside himself. The toll-free number is 888-525-0850.
888-525-0850.
That's 525-0850.
Call up and just make PFW in Progress references.
Yeah.
It's like Baba Booey, what they do with Baba Booey. Yeah, yeah.
Have some fun with
it. I like it. I like it.
Oh, my God. He would be so...
All right,
great.
Call your friends, email your friends, get everybody to do
it. That's hilarious.
That would be good. I'm excited.
What's the one thing they can say on the air instead of Baba Booey that Paul would know and we get so
I just drink
at?
To get drunk.
Yeah,
that could be.
After
that
game, I just drink to get drunk?
I just drink to get drunk. That's good.
That could be, yeah.
Or the
That would really set it off.
Yeah, that would be great.
You'd have to do that.
I like it.
Or call in and say my favorite player on the Patriots has to be.
Mayo.
Right.
Just like that.
Right. Paul, what are the four words that define the Patriots defense?
Mayo.
Oh, I think we're on to something here. This would be good.
This should be a weekly occurrence.
Paul would be the only one that knows what's going on.
Right.
You know?
That would be his last
invitation
to the big show.
No, because they wouldn't know what's going on. Only Paul would.
But he'd be getting so upset
Mayo.
That they would be able to tell that something's wrong.
I resign. He wears his heart on his sleeve.
Do it.
Yeah.
888-525-0850.
After you listen to me and Mike on the
Mike
show.
And I.
Yeah, 888.
No, me and Mike.
Huh?
Nothing. He's being wrong again.
He's being an idiot again. Mike and Mike.
Ethan in Delaware. First, I'm tossing my name to be added to the lunch buying list.
All right.
Nice.
Just got a decent raise from the boss, so I have some spare cash.
Hey, good for you.
That's some
and
good news.
Apparently
out
not
there.
A girlfriend, which is okay. Buy us food and stuff.
To Paul and Andy.
He's
neither
the rocket
of whom are here.
Right?
Did I say that right?
What?
Neither of whom are here?
Whom.
Or is it neither of who are here?
Whom.
Whom. You had it right.
I had it right. Okay. Just to clarify yesterday's email, the reason I mentioned the Supreme Court case was because in it, the Warren Court established the criteria necessary for balancing of free speech and fairness. The criterion is, specifically, the technical limitation of the media. I don't. Why am I reading this?
I'm glad I missed that hour of the show. Holy crap.
Why am I even reading that?
I don't know. But yeah, he's the rocket scientist.
It was about the fairness
doctrine.
Well,
no, I know why he wrote it, but I don't know why he's reading it.
How did you get? I'm not even going to ask because you hosted, so I shouldn't ask why the fairness doctrine was brought
up. It came up last week or the week before when we were talking about the election.
I must have missed that.
Reasons why we didn't like Obama. And
that's probably why I was going to.
You're reading that email because he's going to buy lunch, Fred.
Oh yeah, that's right. That's the reason.
Right.
So go ahead, proceed.
I deleted it already.
More about lunch.
Or the delete items box then.
Todd from Nova Scotia again. Me wonder why me hate Eric, whom would guess.
He really has nothing else to do that.
Well, and
guy,
he also says, when Fred yelled at the security guy, it was like he was in the bathroom and someone tried to open the stall door.
Pants on his ankles.
Before,
he probably had his pants down there, too.
I was probably talking louder than I should have because I had the headphones on. Yeah, that happens.
But
he
was
like
also
yelling.
He was also talking loud to us.
Right.
In your defense.
And there was all this stuff going on.
There was a lot of stuff going on
behind
him.
The NFL Network. And
I would have thrown that jar of jam right between his eyes.
You would have killed him.
That's
that was like 80 years old.
Well, that'll teach him, won't it?
PFW in Progress at its worst. Right.
Oh, yeah, pretty much.
Let's see. James Edwards from Roanoke Rapids, North Carolina.
New first timer?
No, he's long time.
Okay.
I don't think you've ever read his last name.
Yeah, usually we don't do last names.
Oh, really? Am I not supposed to do that?
No, you didn't. Do what you want.
Is that against radio protocol?
I don't know.
It's not James Edwards at NorthCarolina.com or anything, so it's all right.
Oh.
This
is what James would like to see from the Patriots tomorrow night. One.
A win.
For the Castle to time his deep throws better so we can hit Moss or anyone else who has a good lead on the defenders. In stride so they can either gain big yardage or go for a TD. I say that is where he needs to improve the most right now. All I know is that pass to Gaffney against the Colts was right on the button.
It was.
Did his job.
Did his job there.
The receiver
Two, have Sammy Morris or Jordan return to the field so law firm can have some help rushing. A two-back attack will be more effective and keep them fresher for late in the game.
Two-back attack.
Yeah.
You know, I was a little surprised, weren't you, that of the two, Jordan and Morris, Morris is the one that practiced yesterday and Jordan wasn't?
Yes. Well, not really surprised because of what happened last week. Morris came back for a day, and then the next 2 days he sort of set out, and Bill kind of acknowledged that there might be something to the take a step forward, take a couple steps back kind of thing. And
well, Morris kind of said didn't necessarily mean he had a setback, but I think it's clear
it's
now
clear
that,
he has. Yeah.
Which is disappointing because he was supposed to be back before Morris was.
Right. Right.
It appears that Morris is a lot closer, and Morris may play on Thursday night.
Maybe.
I think he's pretty close.
Jordan was kind of working out on the field Sunday before the game.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, a lot of those are game time decisions, but it obviously was a decision they couldn't make at that point, and the fact that he's not practicing at least so far this week indicates that, he might have had a setback.
The point is, one of those guys he was in practice, and then he wasn't. This week is huge.
More likely Morris, I'd say.
Okay. But do you say that because you know anything?
No, I say that just because
I think he's closer, Fred. He's practicing and the other guy's not. So
that's
my indication that he – and he walks. He's walking around. He looks fine.
Mm-hmm.
But that's how he looks, not necessarily how he feels or how he looks when he's running or trying to plant the foot or anything like that. So we don't know because we don't get to see that in practice.
Typically, from what we can gauge from the locker room time that we have, when a guy is hurt or has been hurt and we suddenly see him, that's good news that he's going to come back. When a guy that we see gets hurt and we don't see him, that's not good news. And last week, the week before, we started seeing Lamont Jordan at his locker around the locker room, and then all of a sudden lately we haven't seen him. Last couple of days we've seen Morris make appearances, walk through, like Mike said. So that's a good indication. So that's what we're basing it on.
Let's see. Also, James says, see the Patriot defenders hold on to Favre's. This is what he'd like to see. The Patriots defenders hold on to Favre's errant passes. They have a chance at intercepting. We know he will make some mistakes, so it would be nice to see the Patriots take advantage of them.
They have this year. They haven't been dropping a lot of picks. I can't think of any two egregious plays where, that's an easy one, he should have had it. I mean, last year, Merriweather had a few on his own.
Yeah.
But this year, they've been ball hawks. And they've taken advantage of whenever they've had the pass rush, which has been up and down this year. But when they've had it, they're making the plays. Mm-hmm. They're getting in front of the ball, and they're actually holding on to it this time. So that's been encouraging.
Over, under, Favre interceptions, two.
Under.
Over.
You say over.
I think he'll throw three.
No.
Three.
Really?
Yeah.
Under. He may throw one.
You don't think that – I think that they'll just try to keep that same philosophy they had last week.
Yeah, they're going to do what they're doing, and it's working well.
I just think – you never know. Favre can't help himself. And a play starts to break down, and he does one of those underhanded things or behind his back, and he takes too many risks, even for a guy with his experience.
Well, it's a big game. It's a primetime game, albeit it's NFL Network. But, it's going to get a lot of play.
Mm-hmm.
They know all the other coaches and players are going to be watching. And usually, like superstars like Favre, they get up for these games.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes that can work against you. Because last year, in the most important games, he played the worst.
Right.
You know? On the other hand, you get a guy like Randy Moss. I would imagine he feels the same way about games like this. So he's
going
to
want to. And he's proven that he's
capable
on primetime games.
He's going to want to have a good game, too.
Right.
So we'll see.
It's going to be a good one.
Chris says, why didn't Belichick use Law Firm and Maroney as a two-back system earlier in the season?
Because he had four guys ahead of him on the depth chart.
Exactly.
Well, Chris, it's like he just woke up today.
I know.
He had Jordan. He had Morris ahead of him. He had Falk ahead of him. I mean, what did Ben
Jarvis
Greenell
do? The guy was on the practice squad until people got hurt.
Right.
That's why.
He wasn't even on the active roster.
Yeah.
Because he wasn't going to crack the active roster with the more talented players ahead of him.
They had Jordan. They had Morris.
Last game Morris played, he had 100-something yards in the first half.
I mean, hindsight's 20/20. Yeah, he should have been the second back. But, I mean, I don't know how you could say that in September based on what you saw in training camp and during the preseason. There's no way to suggest that you thought this kid would be a 100-yard back. And he's only had one 100-yard game.
Mm-hmm.
How much do you think
if he has another one, we'll see.
How much do you think that Ben Jarvis Green Ellis' progress over the last few games is him just getting better or the offensive line playing better this season?
I think the line, because we've seen Morris have a big game behind this line recently against Denver before he got hurt. We saw Jordan have some success in the second half of that Bronco game. So we've seen everybody step in. We've seen two or three guys step in place of Maroney and have big yardage performances. Mm-hmm. So to me, it indicates that it's the line, unless they intend to just have four great running backs back there.
Well, it's definitely they definitely have a solid line, and they are improving. But I think it's also a testament to the quality of depth they had at that position.
Oh, remember the beginning of the season? We were wondering, hey, how are they going to keep five running backs?
Right.
How are they all going to get reps?
Well,
and now we're,
it takes
they're
care
all
of
getting their reps.
Those
but,
problems always take care of themselves. And also, Stephen Neal coming back was
that
a big factor.
Helps.
He's a great run blocker.
Definitely.
That's not a coincidence that they've run the ball better since he's returned.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you know what? I've been remiss.
Yes.
I forgot to tell people.
And, oh, yes.
For those who have stayed on with us for the whole 2 hours, you'll mm-hmm. get the benefit of knowing that the Qdoba question of the week tomorrow will be at 12:34.
Nice.
Okay.
12:34.
Did you pick
1, 2, 3, 4.
12:34.
Right. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Good for you.
Well, I didn't pick it. Gary did.
That's why he's the producer and you're the talent.
You know, I still have a problem with the Chick-fil-A commercials.
Chick-fil-A?
Chick-fil-A?
Chick-fil-A.
If they're so good,
Chick-fil-A.
Right? If their product is...
that was good,
if
Mike.
If their product is so That's... good, shouldn't it be the chickens that are trying to get people to eat more meat?
Oh, we're not going back to this
no,
again, are we?
Fred. The cows are saying eat more chicken because
yes.
obviously people eat a lot of beef. Because
they don't
right?
want to die.
Because they don't want to die, right.
That's the point of the commercial.
Right, but they're also saying people like meat and we're trying to get them to eat chicken. Right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Right.
Because they don't want to eat
they don't
cows.
Want to
but in a way that it's saying that, wow, beef is really good. That's why people, that's why they're afraid for their lives.
No, that's not what they're saying. They're saying spare us and go eat the chicken.
Spare
right.
our
right.
lives.
And the reason spare us is because people eat too much of us.
Yes.
Yes.
They prefer us over chicken. The commercial should be chickens protesting eat more meat because everyone loves chicken because
then
Chick-fil-A.
No one's gonna go to Chick-fil-A.
I see your point, Fred, but
it's Chick-fil-A.
You're driving away business then. Oh, don't eat chicken. Okay, we're not going to your restaurant. What sense
yeah.
is that? Would it's, KFC run an ad that says eat more cow? No.
Right.
They
no,
want
but,
you to eat chicken.
No, but the chickens. If you were a KFC chicken in a coop, you would be saying, "Please go eat cows."
That would be a good Burger King commercial, not a KFC commercial.
I know what you're saying, Fred. Yes, I know what you're saying. But I think the reverse psychology is too much for the average viewer to absorb in that short a time for that
No, Fred,
spot.
If you had a Hardee's or a McDonald's that served burgers, or if you're Five Guys Burgers, then you can have a commercial with chicken saying, go eat more beef.
But the cows...
And go to Five Guys Burgers and do it.
Right. All right.
Anyway. I think you're really just missing the entire point of the commercial.
I see your point,
Still.
Fred, but it's more effective this way.
Okay.
Trust me.
Trust him. He's a commercial. He's a marketing expert.
Trust I.
All right. Well, 12:34 is the Qdoba question. And we've had some good winners lately. Local
media.
Everyone.
They're
every great.
One.
They get the first question
they
right every
the first
time.
Question.
Yeah.
So you know what the question is, Gary, yet?
I do.
What is it?
Fred.
I couldn't get him.
Is it who or whom?
All right. Well, that's the question tomorrow. So we'll ask that at 12:34.
Okay.
Oh, something's going on out there in the hallway.
I know.
That?
Still, it's the NFL Network.
It's total anarchy.
It's the NFL Network.
Tomorrow? Everybody going to hear tomorrow?
Yeah, it's a game
for the show.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, for our show.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Of course.
Yeah.
Okay.
Fred, we may need to leave a little bit early tomorrow.
Why is that?
Because of Sirius Radio coming in at 2 o'clock. They may need a little lead time.
Oh, are people going to be able to listen to that on Patriots.com?
Probably not, no.
Oh.
Because that'd be a big breach of contract.
So Mad Dog and the Mike's coming in?
No more
Mike. No Mike.
Mad Dog and I.
They split
Mike
up.
Mike died?
Yeah.
He didn't die.
I and the
they,
Mad Dog.
They, you ever hear that story of them splitting up?
Yeah,
they no longer
up.
Have a show on FAN?
So
they're,
who split up,
divorced.
Mad Dog or the Mike?
Well, they both split up,
They both split up.
The Mike
they were
the
a
Will.
Team and they split up.
So what's
the
station
Mike
is
road.
Mike on now?
Francesa is still on FAN. He does the show solo. And Chris Russo has his own show on satellite radio.
On
has
Sirius.
His own station.
Sirius. His own station?
Station. Wow.
Mad Dog Radio. 1, 2, 3.
Wow. God bless him.
So he's going to be on in our studio?
Yep.
Why is that?
Because we have a radio studio.
I know, but we've always had a radio studio. He's never come here before. What's he doing?
Because it's a New York team that's playing here. So.
Oh, so he's doing the Jets?
Well, he's from New York, so I'm assuming he's here to cover that game.
I don't really know the answer
for
to that
serious?
Either, Fred.
I'm guessing.
I don't get that.
Either. I don't know.
Yeah,
for
you
sure,
don't know what you're talking about.
What?
All right.
Is that a wrong assumption?
Must be some location thing. That's fine. I'm getting my picture with the Mad Dog tomorrow.
I thought he was independent now.
Damn it.
He's got his own radio
yeah,
station.
Yeah, but he's from New York. So he's probably – it's a big game. Maybe, you know,
it's
all the national guys are here this week.
It's the only game going on, so they're probably just doing something special.
All right. Well, that's going to be it for us for today. We'll be back tomorrow, Thursday, game day here at Gillette Stadium.
First ever regular season game day edition of PFW Progress.
Is that true? I thought there was one other.
We did a
preseason. We had some preseason, but I think this is the first
regular season.
All right.
Historic show.
Eric is right again. All right, we'll be back at noon. See you then.
Of course.